Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Farming. There are three others believed to be in on this scheme, and federal agents say they know who they are. Those suspects are believed to have traveled from New York to Denver this summer using stolen credit cards to buy beauty supplies with which to build bombs. Now, it's not clear if these are the same three people considered suspects whose pictures were shown to an imam at a New York mosque where Zazie once worshipped. That imam is also under arrest. He's charged with lying to the FBI. It's believed he tipped off Zazie that the FBI was asking about him. Dave?
There's a new way for suicide bombers to carry out their plots, and it may be quite effective. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker for details.
A human bomb.
Your vision shall come true, Allah willing.
An Al-Qaeda terrorist talking to his handler after tricking his way into the presence of Saudi Arabia's top counter-terror official.
Your vision shall come true, Allah willing.
The code phrase repeated, and then... Al-Qaeda's own video.
This is the nightmare scenario.
Aviation expert Chris Yates, an undetectable bomb was concealed inside the terrorist's body, a tip picked up from drug smugglers and shared with Islamist extremists worldwide. Protecting our airports and cities just got a lot more complicated and a lot more dangerous. Dave?
U.S. troops were joining up with part of a local military convoy in the Philippines on Jolo Island. A landmine went off, one planted by a suspected group of Al-Qaeda members. Two Americans died. Tropical storm Quetzana hit the Philippines and flooded out many living in the capital of Manila. Some residents claim the government did not warn them early enough that that storm was approaching. But the Red Cross's Richard Gordon says...
We have been working double time here in the Red Cross. We don't care about who to fix the blame. We have to fix the problem. This country has to get back on its feet real quickly.
About 380,000 people have gone to shelters following that storm that killed nearly 300 in the Philippines. Americans have been trying to hang on to their jobs, cut down on debt, and just stretch their budgets during this economic downturn. But in the past year, Census Bureau data shows many have had tougher challenges. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
Even before unemployment started jumping up in the recession, more Americans were slipping into poverty. The Census Bureau's new numbers show over the past year the rate has increased, translating to another million people below the poverty line.
And it does mean that more people are having trouble making ends meet.
Chuck Nelson of the Census Bureau says poverty increased in almost all states, but unevenly.
There's a pretty wide disparity in poverty rates across the country.
From New Hampshire, where only 7% of the population lives in poverty, to Mississippi, where it's 21%. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Washington.
If you're pregnant, officials say it makes sense to get a shot to prevent H1N1. But only about 1 out of 7 expectant moms even get the normal flu shot. Experts say if you get the H1N1 flu, it could send you to the hospital, send you into labor prematurely, or it could be fatal. When international officials meet Thursday in Geneva, Iran will be pressed on its nuclear program, including the secret underground facility near Qom, which was recently revealed. Tougher sanctions could be pushed by the Obama administration.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The Arapaho County man at the center of a terror plot investigation will be in federal court in Brooklyn today. It's the first of many appearances for Najee Bulazizi.
This isn't wrapped up until we have more of an indication as to who he was working with and what.
CBS News Homeland Security analyst Paul Kurtz, a law enforcement official, says authorities now know the identities of three other people who were in on the alleged terror scheme. Najee Bulazizi is expected to plead not guilty to charges of conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction. An Arapaho County jury has found Aaron Thompson guilty of 31 counts, including child abuse resulting in the death of his daughter, Aaron A. She was reported missing in 2005, but prosecutors say she was likely killed 2 years earlier. Jurors deliberated the case for 9 days. Thompson is expected to spend the rest of his life in prison. He'll be sentenced November 10th. In sports, it doesn't get much bigger than this. The Rockies start a big home series against the Brewers today. They currently lead the wild card race by 2 games over the Atlanta Braves. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
CDOT was late wrapping up some overnight construction, so you could find some delays along I-25 right around Alameda. Now, as far as the rest of the highways go, just volume in those usual spots. We do have a head-on accident in the foothills. This is on Highway 74 outside of Morrison. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 85, 86 degrees. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 54, currently 44 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you're managing a growing business, you need the advice and guidance of an experienced banker who knows the market, especially during times like these. Citywide Banks is a locally owned bank where the decisions affecting your business are made right here in Colorado. CitywideBanks.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press.
You are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Off to Copenhagen to pitch the 2016 Summer Olympics for Chicago, President Obama's latest venture. Hello, everybody. Big news of the day on this Tuesday, September 29. This is the Bill Press Show. I'm Bill Press, and it's good to see you today. Thank you for joining us. We're coming to you live coast to coast from our little radio factory on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. We could not be closer to the action, both here at this end of Pennsylvania Avenue, just down the street from the United States Capitol Building, and the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House, where I was at the briefing yesterday, and we'll be there again today. Got covered, whether it's the Olympics or Afghanistan or Iran or Gitmo or just basically Washington politics. We're on top of it, bringing the news to you and giving you a chance to sound off at 866-55-PRESS, our toll-free number. 866-55-77-377 on the website today. You can check out, first of all, coming out to Madison just a little less than 2 weeks now, October 10. Stephanie Miller and I there for a big, big fun Saturday night, thanks to 92.1 The Mic. Love to see you there, so go to the website, BillPressShow.com, follow the clicks under the on the events page. And get your tickets, and look forward to seeing you out in Madison. The Mad as Hell Docs, the group of doctors from the West Coast, we've been following in their travels across the country from Portland, Oregon, heading to Washington, D.C. These are doctors who are not only for health care reform, they're for single-payer health care. They're bringing that message to Washington, D.C. You can check their travels as well on the website at BillPressShow.com. They're in Pittsburgh today. Almost here. Going to be here tomorrow afternoon, I guess, in Washington, and they will be in studio with us Thursday morning at the Bill Press Show right here on Capitol Hill. And while you're at the website, do yourself a favor so you don't miss any part of the show. Sign up for a monthly or yearly subscription, buy a podcast subscription to the Bill Press Show, and you can download the show on iTunes and listen to it commercial-free anytime, anywhere. It works in your schedule. We got the whole team here this morning, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning. Hello, guys. Good to see you.
Bill, good to see you.
I'm Peter working the phones. Okay. Connecting with our first guest, which is what he should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, Tom DeLay. So did you stay up late to watch Tom DeLay, Dan?
I did not. I was in bed early.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
last night was a...
I'm not sure Tom DeLay is worth staying up for.
You know, he did not do well in the... He's pretty low right now.
Dance the Tango last night. It was Tom DeLay's Tango Night. The judges are not quite as mean on Dancing with the Stars as they are on American Idol. But Bruno made it pretty clear that he was not blown away by Tom DeLay's Tango.
You nearly pulled it out of the bag.
Yeah.
Distinguished, determined,
It went to pieces, but, you know, you approach it the right way. No histrionics. You try to do a proper, correct, beautiful tango.
You nearly pulled it out of the bag as sort of a code word for saying, you stink.
Boy, where's Simon Cowell when you need him?
Yeah, exactly.
Spin? Just be honest.
All right, 10 minutes after the hour, Senator Tom Harkin, chair of the Senate Health Committee, coming up on health care reform, and we'll kick off the hour with CNN's Ed Henry at the White House. But first...
is the full court.
What do you got, Dan?
Other headlines making news. Nothing like a little fun in live theater at the expense of an audience member's mistake. A cell phone began ringing in the audience in the new Broadway play A Steady Rain last week, and instead of ignoring it, stars Hugh Jackman and Daniel Craig made it part of the scene, staying completely in character. They poked fun at the viewer, but understood an inconvenient cell phone ring happens occasionally to everyone.
It should never happen.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
It doesn't happen at a White House briefing. Robert Gibbs will take your phone.
Look for celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay to get animated, and I'm not just talking about his attitude. I mean, literally. Variety reporting the Hell's Kitchen star will star in his own stop-motion animation series called Gordon Ramsay at Your Service. It's described as a half-hour comedy that will take the essence of who he is and have a bit of fun with.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Stick to cooking.
Yeesh. And a new study from a couple media groups finds that the core readership of fashion magazines likes ads and considers them an integral part of the fashion magazine experience. In fact, 23% of readers only looked at fashion advertising rather than the editorial content in magazines like Allure, Cosmopolitan, Glamour, and Vanity Fair.
That's weird. I just skipped the ads. Thank you, Dan. Not that I read fashion magazines.
I just read Playboy for the ads. And the
All right, 12 minutes after the hour, busy briefing yesterday with... first White House briefing at the White House in a week or so, and there was a lot on the plate. Ed Henry, CNN's chief White House correspondent, he and I ran into him in the briefing room yesterday. Hello, Ed. Good to have you back on the show. Yeah, so you know, you would back up what I said about no cell phones in the briefings, right?
Yeah, Robert Gibbs is not a fan of the cell phones. You remember the day when he took away a couple of them.
I do.
Sort of a run of them, and then Bill Plant decided to leave the briefing room with his cell phone rather than get it taken away. It was a pretty big day.
As I recall, President Bush didn't like cell phones either. So.
No, you know, those used to tell you before a Bush event, make sure you turn off your cell phones. He used to get really angry, and I remember actually early in the first 100 days, President Obama had an event at the White House, and somebody's phone went off. And the funny part was that, you know, you always have these weird songs. Sometimes people have rap songs or country songs. Well, somebody had a duck quacking. And the President of the United States finally said, "Is that a duck?" And he actually kind of laughed it off because it was such a bizarre ring. So, you know, I also remember a time when Martha Raddatz of ABC News, very straight-laced,
great reporter.
Her cell phone went off in a Tony Snow briefing, and she had some sort of a hip-hop song, and she never heard the end of it because it was sort of an unexpected song to hear from hers.
So Olympics was a big topic yesterday. The President doing a real reversal and saying where before he said, "I don't have time to go." Yesterday he said, "This is so important, I'm heading to Copenhagen."
Yeah, because he had been saying, "Look, you know, healthcare is in such tough shape right now, I can't really leave the country."
Yeah.
So that was a natural thing. And Robert Gibbs had to face, well, okay, Robert, does this mean now healthcare is in great shape? And he was sort of walking that line because I'm not really sure when you really read the tea leaves that he's going to Copenhagen because things are so great with healthcare reform right now. They're still pretty status quo, still kind of tied up in the Senate Finance Committee. But what's changed is that there's been some more pressure from his home city of Chicago. Mayor Daley and others have been sort of sending smoke signals through the media that, we think the president will do the right thing. He'll probably want to join us in Copenhagen. And he sort of set it up in such a way that if the president did not go, and then Chicago 2016 lost this bid, then, you know, the blame might have been laid at the president's footsteps. And I was in a briefing yesterday with the First Lady, which is not something we get to do every day, but I was sitting right next to her, and she's pretty fired up about this. She compared, because, you know, she's leaving tonight, actually, ahead of the president, and she compared this to the political campaign of 2008, said, you know, just like a lot of voters decided at the last minute, she thinks a lot of these International Olympic Committee members are going to decide at the last minute, so they're treating this as a full-court press. Joe Biden, working the phones of Vice President, First Lady's been on the phone. The President's been working the phones. And then, he's essentially flying on Air Force One Thursday night, all night into Friday, sleeping on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be on the ground for just a few hours. I mean, that is a remarkable use of the President's time. If he doesn't get it, they're really going to face a lot of questions about whether they wasted his political capital.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, the risk, it on the one hand, it's great that he'd be willing to do so much for Chicago, right, and put himself out that way. Even though he can sleep on the plane, that's going to be a lot of wear and tear on your body.
No doubt.
But what if he ends up, but let's say it goes to Rio, I mean, will he be blamed for not delivering the games or given credit for at least giving it the old college try?
No, then you just blame it on Rio. You kind of set me up for that. I mean, I think he will. The way we're calculating at the White House is that, look, he's going to give it his best shot. And if they lose out to Rio, you'll undoubtedly hear a lot of spin from the Chicago people and people at the White House saying, oh, Rio always had it. Because, a lot of people who have been following this say that Rio is sort of the odds-on favorite to win.
Yeah.
And so they can say, look, it was predestined. They were likely to win. He gave it his best shot, et cetera, et cetera. It might be a one-day, two-day story where he takes a hit. But the people, it's not his fault if they lose the Olympics. On the other hand, if they had not gotten it, and he did not go to Copenhagen, he would have really, if you just made a little effort. So basically that's what the First Lady told us yesterday in this briefing. She said, look, you're sort of darned if you do, darned if you don't. Either way, people are going to second guess you. So the bottom line is this White House has decided, let's do the full court press, let the chips fall where they may.
Ed Henry, CNN's chief White House correspondent here on the Bill Press Show. Ed, we were going to talk Friday morning, and we're not able to. You're at the G20 in Pittsburgh because the president suddenly was having this news conference. What's the backstory there? When did you guys find out that he was going to be making this announcement? This was thrown together at the last minute, wasn't it?
It really was. I was at a dinner along with a couple other reporters with some top White House officials late Thursday night, and some of the people at the dinner kept sort of leaving the table in order to go talk to some national security officials, and they were sort of huddling, and we sort of knew something was up, but they kind of wouldn't let the cat out of the bag. As to what they were working on. And I think what was going on is late Thursday night, they were still huddling with the British and the French about exactly how and when do we roll this out. I mean, it was a little bit of a risk because, this was supposed to be a financial summit. All eyes are on, whether they're going to crack down on Wall Street or is this going and ending. But I think the White House saw an opportunity to sort of capture the world's attention. When you've got all of these leaders there, especially the allies like the British and the French, this is a chance to really capture the world's attention to say, look, we caught them red-handed. And I think that was, a good opportunity for them to sort of roll out this intelligence. I think the other thing, I'll tell you a little backstory that's kind of funny that relates back to the Olympics. Mrs. Obama told us that on Thursday night, she and the president hosted, since they were the U.S. host, a big dinner for all the leaders. And the First Lady of Brazil actually sat next to Mrs. Obama. And as you said, Rio in Brazil is one of the chief competitors for the Olympic bid. And Mrs. Obama told us that she said to the First Lady of Brazil, I'm going to hug you now, but then in Copenhagen, I'm coming after you. The gloves are off. So now she said this with a smile, but it's kind of funny to see the First Lady doing a little trash talking.
On Gitmo, Ed, final question. The White House basically admitting now that they're not going to meet their deadline, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and what's also interesting is that after all the news on Iran Friday at the G20, when did this leak out? Friday, late Friday night, the Associated Press moved something saying, White House officials are acknowledging they're not going to close this down by the deadline. This is such a big deal. I mean, this is essentially the first promise the president made as president. I mean, it was like day two or three that he signed this executive order saying, not only am I closing Gitmo down, I'm doing it by January 20th of 2010. The fact that he's not going to follow through on this, which a lot of Republicans have been predicting, that he could not meet this deadline, I think it's a real blow for the administration because a lot of the critics said early on, that's fine, but you need a plan before you set a date. And I think in retrospect, they probably might regret that they didn't have a plan on how to do it. It was a lot easier said than done.
Ed Henry, great to have you with us today. Thanks, Ed, for all your good work. 1 o'clock today, that's when the briefing is called. Anyhow, I'll look for you down at the briefing room. All right. Thanks, Ed. Ed's got the best seat in the White House briefings. He's the very very first row, on the first seat on the left, if you're at the podium looking at the White House briefing room. And he usually gets the The first question goes to AP, the second question goes to Reuters, and the third question goes to Ed Henry. So he's on top of it all. Good to have him on the show.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it, when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Dodge Grand Caravan and its promises are never empty. Grand Caravan offers you dependability and demonstrates it by being named most dependable van in a recent J.D. Power and Associates study. And this all comes with a starting price of $22,995. Or you can choose attractive leasing options. Dodge Grand Caravan, delivering on its promises for over 25 years. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, please visit jdpower.com. See dealer for pricing and details.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Got a couple crap.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
You have options. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gad at Colorado Foreclosure Answers, a Coldwell banker. Jeff says people get foreclosed because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Here, AM 760.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone, where you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports at $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback. Limited to residential customers meeting affordability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Having been caught with her pants down for Iran to finally say, okay, we'll let the inspectors in, and we will make sure that any nuclear production we are doing is for peaceful purposes only and not for the production of nuclear weapons. On Afghanistan, I finally got the was able to bring it around to Afghanistan at the very end of the briefing yesterday with this question, last question, to Robert Gibbs.
You mentioned Senator McCain's support for closing Guantanamo earlier. Senator McCain in the last few days has also accused the president of dragging his heels on Afghanistan. So has John Boehner. What's your message to them when they say you're just delay in Afghanistan? Why?
Bill, this isn't in direct relation to any of those comments except to say the president is going to be very deliberative about this process. We have seen the movie before where you put a bunch of resources in a place and then you decide your strategy. I don't think the output that we've seen in those decisions has altogether been good for this country or for our military.
You know, he's absolutely right. We have to know what the mission is. We have to know what the strategy is. We have to know what the timeline is before you make a decision to send more troops. Then Robert Gibbs continued his response.
I think the president wants to evaluate and assess where we are, what's changed in the past few months, what's needed and necessary as part of this strategy going forward, and then eventually we'll have a discussion about whether or not the resources that are there are adequate to the task of that strategy. We're going to be very deliberate. You heard the president say, I think quite clearly, that he owes it to the men and women in uniform and to their families that we take the time that's necessary to get this decision right.
So Gibbs making it very, very clear, it doesn't matter how loud the Republicans whine, the president is not going to be rushed into making a decision on Afghanistan. Now, health insurance. Where are we going in the Senate? Is the public plan option still alive? We'll ask the chair of the Senate Health Committee, Senator Tom Harkin, next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758.
My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Got a few crashes to kick off our Tuesday morning commute. The new one, it's on the ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue to northbound I-25. Also a serious one, a head-on crash, Highway 74 outside of Morrison. And in Brighton, two-car crash, 88th and Brighton Boulevard, approaches into downtown, also building southbound I-25, 104th to 84th, northbounders from Lincoln to Alameda. Your forecast today, sunny, breezy, and warm. High near 88 degrees. Our record is 92. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now, Bob Evans Sausage is available at a grocery store near you, so you can enjoy that homestyle flavor perfect for breakfast, lunch, dinner, anytime. You'll find lots of delicious and affordable recipes at bobevans.com/recipes.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
We don't sell toilets, we don't sell sheets.
Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. I started Mountain High Appliance because I believe people deserve a better way to shop for appliances. I didn't buy my store, I started it from my garage over 16 years ago, and today I'm proud of our single location super showroom. 7 live functional kitchens that look like the parade of homes, and better prices, quality service, and installation than anyone. That's how we've built our reputation. Plus, we've got more brands than any store for incredible side-by-side comparisons. Try finding all of this at a big box chain store. To celebrate our new Sunday and extended hours, we're offering an entire kitchen of stainless Whirlpool appliances for only $19.95, plus interest-free financing. You might not be buying a new home, but this weekend's a great time to remodel and make your kitchen look like new. A perfect price from Whirlpool and Mountain High Appliance. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Now open 7 days a week. Thank you.
I'm Howie Mandel. Did you know attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in adults is a real and treatable medical disorder? The symptoms of ADHD make it difficult to pay attention, focus, be organized, complete tasks, and maintain relationships. Talk to your doctor and visit adultadhdisreal.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
On a Tuesday, September 29, the Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast. From our little radio factory right here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., just down the street from the United States Capitol Building, where negotiations continue in the Senate Finance Committee on health care reform legislation. Meanwhile, there's already a great bill out of the Senate Help Committee under its new chairman. I got to tell you, a tough challenge to walk in the shoes of Teddy Kennedy, but if anybody can step in and do that job, it's our good friend Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa, the new chair of the Senate Help Committee, and our guest this morning. Hey, Senator, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Nice to be with you.
We're going to have a bill this year on health care reform?
Well, as I said before, we're going to have a health care bill on the president's desk before Christmas. And it's going to be a good bill. It won't be all that probably what I want or maybe what you would want, but I think it's going to move us in the right direction. And so we, right now, as you know, the Finance Committee in the Senate is taking up their bill again today. They're supposed to be done by Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, how many amendments have been offered to this bill, right? God, it goes on and on. But, look, well, the big question, and I know Senator Rockefeller and Senator Schumer are going to introduce a public plan option amendment today, Senator. You know, the media keeps reporting that the public plan option is dead. Is that your read?
That is not my read at all, Bill.
I mean, good, good.
You know, well, wait a minute. Look at it this way. Three committees in the House passed a health care bill. All of them have a public option.
Right.
Our bill that we passed out of the Health Committee in July has a public option. So if the Finance Committee doesn't pass one out, that means four out of the five committees have a public option. And so, and I have polled, senators, and the vast majority of Democrats, I mean, maybe approaching 50, are for a public option. So, why shouldn't we have a public option? I mean, we have the votes.
Hey, amen to that. Now, so, but help us out, Senator, understanding so that, for me and for our listeners. So now, let's say the Senate Finance Committee, they finally passed their bill, right? Finally.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So then you've got five bills. How does it work in the Senate? How do you reconcile? Do both bills go to the floor, or do you try to get the two bills together before you go to the floor? How's the process work?
Okay, once the Finance Committee finishes on Thursday, then we have to get a CBO score, you know, Congressional Budget Office score. And we hope to be able to put the two bills together. That's the prerogative, by the way, of the Majority Leader, Harry Reid. And he'll work with me and Chris Dodd, Senator Dodd, Senator Baucus, to put together a one bill. We're just going to bring one bill to the floor.
Okay, so he'll pick and choose from the two bills, right?
That's right.
Wow.
Well, here's the deal. It's not that big of a deal, Bill, because, see, on our legislation, we set up the structure and how things run. The Finance Committee basically sets up Medicare and Medicaid and the financing of it.
How to pay for it. Huh?
And how to pay for it.
Yeah.
And so it won't be too difficult. Now, if we have a public option in ours, that's structure. So I would assume that in the bill that we send to the floor, we will have a public option. And then let the minority offer amendments to take that out. And then we'll just see where the votes are.
Well, now I want to ask you a strategy question. If we don't know whether the votes are going to be there on the floor, as I think you just indicated, for the public plan option, right? But why not bring it? The only way to know that, right, is to bring it to a vote.
Right.
Rather than give up before you even try to bring it to a vote.
Exactly.
Correct?
You're absolutely right. I mean,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, bring it out there. Let's vote on it. I mean, it only takes 51 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it takes 60 votes to get our bill on the floor, you know, the filibuster. So we have to have 60 votes to even get the bill on the floor to debate it. But once we do that, once we cross that hurdle, we only need 51 votes for a public option. And I believe there are comfortably 51 votes for a public option.
Do you think there are, Senator, 60 votes? Do you think all Democrats will hang together or maybe even get a Republican here or there to at least allow a debate to get to that, to cross that 60-vote threshold?
I believe so. I believe we'll have the 60 votes now that we have the new senator from Massachusetts. I believe we'll have the 60 votes to at least get it on the floor.
Yeah, and then they can vote against it if they want once it's on the floor.
Right? They can vote against it, that's right, but at least don't stop us from even debating it and amending it. And then we'll have to have 60. So there's three 60-vote hurdles. Then there's a 60 votes to stop debate on the bill.
Uh-huh.
And then, there's another little procedural 60 votes on appointing conferees, but that's not that big a deal. But so we'll have really two big 60 vote, one to get the bill on the floor, the second 60 votes to stop a filibuster on the bill itself.
Senator Tom Harkin, chairman of the Senate Help Committee here on the Bill Press Show this Tuesday morning. Senator, is there in the Finance Committee legislation any emphasis on putting more attention to preventing illness and, you know, encouraging people to take care of themselves?
Yes, there is, and I'm happy with the things that have gone into the Finance Committee bill within their jurisdiction. Of course, our bill is loaded with that. In fact, I think it's one of the major parts of our legislation, and that is to, and you hit the nail on the head, start shifting this. We're spending so much money on taking care of people after they get sick. We spend precious little on keeping you healthy in the first place, and making sure. Now, what we did in our bill and also in the finance bill, annual physicals, checkups, mammogram screenings, vaccinations, colonoscopies, all those are free. No copays, no deductibles.
Wow. Even under private insurance plans?
Every private insurance plan has to provide that without a copay or deductible. That's right. And so we're trying to get more and more upfront. And then working with, we even have a smoking cessation programs for pregnant women that are in our bills. Things like that that we know that work, save money, and keep people healthy.
Yeah, I mean, if you could get people to eat well, not smoke, and get a little exercise, I don't know what percentage of our health care costs you could cut, but significant.
Significant. Right? So, yeah, and we have good data on that, too, by the way, Bill. A number of private companies out there, Pitney Bowes being a prime example, Safeway being another one, but there's a number of other smaller businesses that have put in wellness programs for their employees where they do just that. They have a nutritionist, guide them on what they should eat, an exercise program, get them off of smoking, and we have good data on how much money these companies have saved because they put those programs in place.
One of the most significant ways of saving money, I think, to shifting toward a real health care system rather than a sick care system, right?
You got it. That's exactly right. We have a sick care system. If you get sick, you get care. And then most of it, for people that don't have insurance, is in the emergency room where it costs the most.
Senator, another issue, and appreciate your leadership on this healthcare issue. You've been out in front on it, and we're behind you 1,000% on keeping to push for the public plan option. I saw some comments the other day. You and I have talked about this before when you've been on the show about the Employee Free Choice Act. Now, it's been on the back burner for a while. Obviously, healthcare is on the front burner. And you came very close to getting the 60 votes you needed on that. Is there still a shot for it this year, do you believe?
Well, Bill, I'm pushing for it. I think it's something that we have to do. You know, when 60% of the workers in this country say they would like to join a union, but only 7% do, you know something's wrong.
Right.
And so we've got to, we just had the whole system is skewed against an individual joining a union. People get fired. They change their workplaces. They do everything possible to keep people from doing what is perfectly legal in this country, and it's just to join a union. So our legislation will make it easier for people to join a union. It will prevent employers from browbeating or firing people. Right now, here's how bad this is right now, Bill. Let's say that some people want to join a union and they want to form a union at a workplace, and the employer comes in and fires you. Well, then you go to the National Labor Relations Board, you file a complaint, and it takes about 2 or 3 years for this to get through, and it finally gets through, and let's say you win. Well, what does the employer have to pay? He has to pay you just your back wages minus whatever you earned in those couple of years working on the outside.
No.
So, I mean, people with families and stuff, you know, yeah. they got to work and they make money, so there's nothing.
Yeah.
Now, in our bill, what we say is if that happens, the employer has to pay three times the back wages without taking into account whatever else you might earn on another job. And then we shorten the time frame for elections. And provide that employees can actually get a first contract once they form a union. So hopefully, Bill, we're going to get this bill through sometime, hopefully this fall, now that we hopefully have our 60 votes.
Well, I got to tell you, that's a twofer. I mean, you got between now and the end of the year, if you can deliver both on health care reform and EFCA, Senator, you know, then you're a real champion.
Well, we're gonna do our darndest. I can tell you that, Bill. We're not gonna let up.
You're a real champion in my eyes, anyhow. So, okay.
Well, Bill, you're nice to say that. Well, we got our work cut out for us, but you know, we just can't give up. Now we're too close to the goal line.
You got it. Thanks so much, Senator. Always good to talk to you.
Same, Bill. See ya.
All right. Great leadership there from Senator Tom Harkin. Yep. Filling in Ted Kennedy's shoes as a new chair of the Senate Health Committee.
The time for bickering is over. The time for games has passed.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
For those who know, it's that time of year. The time for Chevy Truck Month. Which is great news, because when you've got a big job to do and you've got to get it done right, Chevy Silverado makes a great partner. You know Silverado's dependable and long-lasting, but did you also know that no competitor beats Silverado XFE's EPA-estimated 21 mpg highway? And now you can get one with a great deal. Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months or $6,000 total cash back on 2009 Silverado half-ton extended and crew cab vehicles that have been in stock the longest. It's truck month, so see your local Chevy dealer today. Based on GM large pickup segment, excludes other GM vehicles, only on 20% of vehicles available to dealer as of 9/21/09. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 financed. Example of down payment 7.3%. Some customers will not qualify, not available with other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by November 2nd, 2009.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Crashes keep piling up for us this morning. A multi-vehicle accident northbound I-25 around Auraria Parkway. Now the left two lanes are blocked there. Also crashes 88th and Brighton Boulevard. Head-on accident, Highway 74 outside of Morrison. Also a crash on the ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue to southbound I-25. Your forecast today, we're going to stay sunny and warm. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Right now we're sitting at 47 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most, like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 30th in U.S. only. See store for details.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry.
One less chore. Pickup and delivery at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient, or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like advanced access to discounted travel packages to attend the Vancouver 2010 Olympic Winter Games. February 12th to 28th, 2010, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 6% savings on all available packages, guaranteed best seats at events, and can take advantage of pre-sale opportunities for other travel benefits. For reservations, visit visa.com/signature. Visa, worldwide Olympic sponsor and proud sponsor of the Vancouver 2010 Olympic Winter Games. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. To check out the full list of perks, visit visa.com/signature. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Guaranteed best seats are within travel provider's allotment. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa Signature card. More people go with Visa.
He travels freely throughout most of Europe and has for the last 30 years. So the fact that he was picked up seemed to have no real prior justification behind it.
And it was announced this morning, Swiss authorities said that it's possible that Polanski may be or could be released on bail in Switzerland as long as he agreed not to leave the country while he is fighting extradition. Meantime, and your take on it always welcome here at the Bill Press Show, 866-55-PRESS. Debate continues in this country whether this is a worthwhile pursuit on the part of the Los Angeles District Attorney coming some 32 years later. No defending, no excusing what Polanski did. He did plead guilty at the time to drugging and raping or having sex with a 13-year-old girl, even though he said she looked older but than 13. Yeah, forget that excuse. As part of his plea bargain, he agreed to a psychiatric examination, was in the Chino State Prison for 42 days. That's how long that examination took. Then he was out. He was on bail, and he was waiting for his sentencing trial when he heard rumors that the judge was having second thoughts about giving him the sentences that they agreed to, which would have been, I think, maybe even some form of community service. And so Polanski decided he wasn't going to risk going to prison for the rest of his life or for a long period of time. And he hopped on a plane to the UK and from there into France, where he lived 32 years. So he pleaded guilty to the crime of having sex with this with this 13-year-old girl. He also fled the country, so he could be brought up on the second charge, I guess, not the first charge, which he'd already pleaded guilty. Meanwhile, the victim, as you know, has said that she wishes the authorities would just drop this and not pursue it at all. The question came up at the White House briefing yesterday, and Robert Gibbs was asked, okay, what role is the federal government going to play in this? And Gibbs just said, hey, check with the Justice Department or check with the State Department. Reporters did check with the State Department. P.J. Crowley, who is the spokesperson for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, basically said, we've got, like, almost no role to play here. It's up to the DA and to the Swiss authorities.
There will be a period of time, I think 2 months, for the state of California to make a formal extradition request. The role of the Department of State will simply be to review that request to make sure it meets sufficiency in terms of our extradition treaty with Switzerland.
So, you know, we have a lot of the callers and emails we've had here to the show have really been all over the place on this. I mean, some people saying, hey, no matter how long it's been, it was a despicable crime and he has to be held accountable for it. A lot of other people are saying this is just the Los Angeles District Attorney trying to make up for letting him, for bungling the case 32 years ago and letting the guy skip the country. I mentioned earlier in the show, the best comment I received yesterday was from a Catholic priest, Father Tom Reese, a Jesuit priest, who wrote a column pointing out that if any Catholic priest had been found guilty and they had finally tracked him down 32 years later after molesting an altar boy, everybody would be demanding that that Catholic priest be taken to court and held accountable and punished accordingly, and so there should be no double standard for Roman Polanski. What do you say? Let's go to John out in Chicago. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Good morning to you.
And I appreciate the great work you're doing for you're doing the Lord's work.
I thank you. Yeah. So what about Polanski?
Well, if I could just follow up on the father's comment about if it were a Catholic priest, he would not have been. He would have been reassigned.
Mm. By the bishop, he would have gotten in trouble.
Look,
he would have been. Yeah, but
I'll make Polanski's bet. I'll clean the prison cell out for him. San Quentin, Chino, you name it. This guy, I am just flabbergasted and mystified by the people, especially the Hollywood folks who honor this guy. I mean, he went beyond. I was watching Wendy Murphy last night on Anderson 360. Made it just a passionate plea and just so much sense on this case. This is a 13-year-old girl who Polanski got drunk, gave her drugs, and he went beyond sodomy with this girl. And we'll let your
You don't have to go into any details, right? Yeah.
Right.
So throw the book at him, you're saying.
Throw the book, the table, the chair.
You got it. All right. Hey, John, got to run along because I got to get a quick little parting shot here. Appreciate the call. Appreciate your good words. Thanks.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know what it's like. Mm, coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
The results are truly amazing. Ovation Cell Therapy has helped tens of thousands of people just like you stop dry, brittle, damaged hair and grow thicker, stronger, longer hair faster, up to twice as fast.
I've definitely seen a difference in the amount of hair I lose every time I shampoo. There's a significant change. Even my hairdresser has noticed a difference. She said that my hair looks much healthier and stronger. Thank you for making a great product. I would highly recommend it to everyone.
I finally found a shampoo and conditioner that cleans my hair thoroughly but gently. My hair is much softer and more manageable. The product smells fantastic.
These survey responses are from people just like you, sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Tuesday, September 29, my parting shot for today, you know, most of the time I agree with every word he says, but this time, Sunday on Meet the Press, David Gregory asked former President Bill Clinton if there was still a vast right-wing conspiracy out there. You bet, Clinton replied. Well, I think he's only half right this time. Of course there's a right-wing conspiracy still out there, always has been, always will be, but it's nowhere near as vast as it used to be. A mini right-wing conspiracy is more like it. Because President Obama's problem today is not that the right is so organized, it's that the left is so disorganized. They have 60 votes in the Senate, but they can't even get all 60 to line up and vote for cloture. President Clinton, it's not Republicans who are blocking President Obama's health care reform legislation, it's Democrats. And I'd rather fight do-nothing Republicans than fight our own cowardly Democrats. That's my parting shot for today, folks. I'll be at the White House briefing today on Iraq, Afghanistan, And we'll tell you about it tomorrow.
Here's the Bill Press Show.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. A meeting of the minds could be elusive when representatives of Iran, the United States, and five other powers sit down in Geneva later this week. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. What's the latest, Vicki?
Seriously mixed signals, and that's from the UN side. Russia's support is considered crucial for any UN sanctions against Iran. Statements out of Moscow say Thursday's talks offer broad field for dialogue, but that Iran's latest missile test launches should not be held against it. From the Iranian side, what it calls its nuclear rights are not negotiable, and it will not discuss its once-secret enrichment plant. Frank?
To Brooklyn now, where alleged wannabe bomb maker Najibullah Zazi is scheduled for arraignment in 2 hours. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
It's expected to go quickly in the courtroom this morning. Arraignment of Najibullah Zazi on charges of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. He is expected to plead not guilty. What's less clear is the investigation into three other suspects. Acquaintances of Zazi said to have traveled from New York to Colorado this summer using stolen credit cards to buy beauty supplies to make bombs. Law enforcement sources say they know who these three suspects are, Frank.
A new census figure show that the recession widened the gap between have and have not last year.
The number of people in poverty rose by about a million, from 38.1 million to 39.1 million.
Census spokesman Chuck Nelson says Mississippi had the highest poverty rate, New Hampshire the lowest. The Senate Finance Committee's back to work on health care reform, and the controversial public option is getting a lot of attention. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
All the other bills in Congress include the provision that would let people who don't have insurance at work have the option of buying it directly from the government. Democrats who aren't happy that isn't in the Finance Committee version are offering amendments to put it in.
Four teenagers have been charged with using railroad ties and their feet to kill a Chicago honor student. 16-year-old Darian Albert was walking to a bus stop when he got caught up in a mob street brawl. Albert's grandfather, Joseph Walker, spoke to the CBS News Early Show.
When we make these streets safe enough for our kids to walk home from school, these types of incidents would not happen.
Two new storms could slam the Philippines, where the number of people dead or missing as the result of a weekend typhoon is approaching 300. CBS's Barnaby Lowe in Manila tells us relief workers are doing the best they can to help hundreds of thousands of displaced survivors.
Roads are all muddy. There's debris all around, and you can see furniture and appliances just scattered everywhere.
And the same typhoon killed at least 23 people in Vietnam. Here at home, the Secret Service is investigating a post that appeared on Facebook for a brief time over the weekend asking people if they thought President Obama should be assassinated. Facebook says the person who put it up has been suspended from the site. S&P futures are down a fraction of a point just ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
Your car. Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, we start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service, just $99.99 per axle. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
What's your eureka moment?
I read online that we have more than 100 years of natural gas right here in the States, and supply's growing.
solving our immediate and future energy needs right here, right now? I'd say yeah. That's my eureka moment. Apparently hers too.
America's new natural gas. Cleaner, smarter energy. Discover more at newnaturalgas.org. Sponsored by America's Natural Gas Alliance.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update.
We are very pleased with the verdict that's been rendered in the Thompson case and with the work of the jury.
Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates reacts to the guilty verdict against Aaron Thompson. The jury found him guilty of child abuse resulting in the death of his daughter, Erin A. The jury returned guilty verdicts on more than half of the 57 counts after 9 days of deliberations. Thompson faces more than 80 years in prison. An Arapahoe County man at the center of a national terror investigation is getting ready to make his first appearance in a New York courtroom. A heavily armed motorcade is expected to deliver Najee Bilazazi to the courtroom in Brooklyn this morning. Police barricades are already up to keep protesters from getting too close. The U.S. Forest Service, Vail Resorts, and the National Forest Foundation are teaming up on a $4 million three-year project to restore habitat harmed by Colorado's worst wildfire. Each will contribute $750,000 over 3 years to the restoration project in the Hayman Burn area. In sports, the Rockies start a big home series against the Brewers tonight at Coors Field. They now lead the wild card race by 2 games over the Atlanta Braves. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where northbound I-25 is a parking lot underneath the bridges. First, we had an accident near Auraria Parkway, started things all off. That one's blocking up a couple lanes. Then we've got a crash in the backups. This is near Alameda on the right shoulder, but it's just causing some curiosity slowdowns. Speaking of that, we're seeing big-time delays for southbounders on I-25 coming in from the Thornton and North Glen area. You're going to feel it all the way down to 84th. Tap your brakes again at 58th, taking you down to Auraria Parkway. That's where speed are going to dip down into the teens and 20s in spots. Surface street crashes, Yale and Buckley, Parker and Quincy, Colorado and Cherry Creek Drive South. That's where a motorcycle went down. And then we've got one at Quincy and Happy Canyon. That one should be out of your way shortly. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm, sunny day with a high of about 85, currently 46 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Log Home and Timber Frame Expo is coming to the Denver Merchandise Mart this Friday through Sunday. For more information and a discount on your admission, visit loghome.com and click on shows. That's the Log Home and Timber Frame Expo this Friday through Sunday at the Denver Merchandise Mart.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote."
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $20 certificate to Rodney's Restaurants for only $10. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 30th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Progressing.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love you too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. Here on a beautiful, beautiful morning. You know, I've been getting up and watching a workout very, very early in the morning, and now it's dark in the morning. So what I do is I flip on Discovery Channel early in the morning. The HD Discovery Channel has this thing called Sunrise Earth. It's awesome. It shows, like, different sunrises from different parts of the world. Today was Guatemala. It was pretty sweet, actually.
Sounds cool. I've not seen that one.
It's totally cool. It's really, if you're up really early in the morning, and you're, like, working or and your seasonal mood disorder like me, fire up HD, the Discovery Channel's HD show. It's really, really good. Today was Guatemala, a lot of toucans. I didn't know there were toucans down in Guatemala. I gotta get down to Guatemala. It looks really, really awesome. Back from a long weekend. God, there's just so much news out there, and we got a great show for you today. At 7:20, we're going to check in with David K. Johnston, the Pulitzer Prize winner. He's got a new article out about how the healthcare debate, we've seemed to have forgotten that our government provides a public option for property insurance but somehow we're not allowed to provide a public option for health insurance. Pretty provocative article. Then at 8, we'll check in with Jim Dean, the head of Democracy for America, brother of Howard Dean, about their grassroots campaign on health care, what you can actually do to make sure that health care reform goes the right way. Then at 9, we'll check in with Media Matters for our regular update on what's going on in the right-wing media. The topic of the day, two topics of the day, are going to be revolving around Roman Polanski. And we'll probably get in a little bit to the front-page Denver Post expose over the weekend about drunk driving laws. We're going to do some law and order stuff about where you come down on law and order issues. And then we'll probably get into the Zazi investigation, another Denver Post story over the weekend, calling into question whether the laws that were passed in the wake of 9/11 were helpful or not helpful in the Zazi case. Right now, the investigation continues. He is scheduled to be arraigned today, and it's opening up a whole line of questioning about whether this case means we should strengthen the Patriot Act, or whether the Patriot Act and the post 9/11 reforms had anything to do with it whatsoever. It's not really clear, and we'll get into that. But first, let's do a national news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So the big economic story off the wire: the recession's hit middle income and poor families the hardest, widening the economic gap between the richest and poorest Americans as rippling jobs layoffs ravaged household budgets. This is according to the Associated Press. The wealthiest 10% of Americans, those making more than $138,000 each year, earned 11.4 times the roughly $12,000 made by those living near or below the poverty line in 2008. That's according to new census data. The ratio was an increase from 2007 and the previous high, record high in 2003. So we're at record high levels of inequality. Household income declined across all groups, but at sharper percentage levels for middle income and poor Americans. Median income fell last year, household income, from $52,000 to about $50,000, wiping out a decade's worth of gains. To hit the lowest level since 1997, poverty jumped sharply to 13.2%, an 11-year high. So these are really awful, awful numbers. Really, just there's no two ways about it. They're awful numbers. Now, foreign policy news. The Obama administration is laying plans to cut Iran's economic links to the rest of the world if talks this week over the country's nuclear ambitions founder, according to officials and outside experts familiar with the plans. While officials stress that they hope Iran will agree to open its nuclear program to inspection, they're prepared by year's end to make it increasingly difficult for Iranian companies to ship goods around the world. And I heard this show yesterday with Turk hosting yesterday, and I completely agree with him. I don't really understand how we can be running around the world screaming at other countries about their nuclear arsenal when we have thousands of nuclear warheads here in this country. It seems beyond a little ridiculous. Now, I obviously understand that Iran is a rogue nation. They have been a state sponsor of terrorism. I'm not saying I want Iran to be nuclear armed at all. What I'm saying is that if we want to disarm other countries, it would probably help for us to do some disarmament ourselves. It would also probably help for us not to invade neighboring countries near Iran. You may realize it, or maybe you don't, but we have actually invaded Iraq, and we have invaded Afghanistan, two countries that border Iran. So that's not really a way to reassure that country that we're not aggressors. Now, again, I'm not saying Iran is not a threat. Iran is a real threat. But it's just a matter of how do you actually get the results you want to get? And invading both sides of a country and telling it to disarm its nuclear, whatever nuclear program it has, while we're not disarming our own nuclear program, just seems a little bit, I'm just not so sure it's going to work. Washington Post reports The headline, defense bill lauded by White House contains billions in earmarks. Now, remember, I've been harping on this point. Healthcare reform, according to Republicans, Democrats, President Obama, everybody, has to be deficit neutral, right? Healthcare reform has to be deficit neutral because we really, really care about the deficit. Then you read this story. Defense bill, lauded by the White House, contains billions in earmarks. This bill, obviously, not deficit neutral at all. I'll just read you a piece of this story. Senator Thad Cochran's most recent reelection campaign collected more than $10,000 from University of Southern Mississippi professors and staff members, including three who work at the school's Center for Research on Polymers. To a defense spending bill slated to be on the Senate floor Tuesday, the Mississippi Republican has added $10.8 million in military grants earmarked for the school's polymer research. So $10,000 into the campaign, $10.8 million earmark paid for by taxpayers to the people who donated to the senator from Mississippi's campaign. Cochran, the ranking Republican on the Appropriations Committee, also added $12 million in earmarked spending for Raytheon Corporation, whose officials have contributed $10,000 to his campaign. He earmarked nearly $6 million in military funding for another corporation whose officers, including a former Cochran campaign aide, contributed $10,000 in the same period. In total, here's the punchline. The spending bill for 2010 for the Pentagon includes $132 million for Thad Cochran, the senator of Mississippi, his campaign donors, helping to make him the sponsor of more earmarked military spending than any other senator this year. And this story goes on to detail a bill packed with billions worth of deficit spending on congressional earmarks. And I don't hear anybody saying that this bill has to be deficit neutral. But of course, when you're actually spending on maybe something like health care reform that would help normal, average, everyday people who don't and can't contribute tens of thousands of dollars to legislators' campaign war chests, of course that has to be deficit neutral. You see the double standard? That double standard tells you everything you need to know about who Washington works for and who it doesn't. Washington Post reports the Obama administration is close to rolling out two initiatives aimed at addressing lingering problems from the financial crisis. Talk about who Washington works for and who it doesn't. A long-delayed effort to cleanse financial firms of their toxic assets and a $35 billion plan to prop up state programs, and this is a good thing, this part is a good thing, that help lower-income borrowers get affordable mortgages. Of course, the devil's always in the detail with these things, right? The supposed foreclosure relief bill handed money over to banks and hasn't really helped, according to the data, has not really helped nearly as many people get out of foreclosures as promised. It's really helped padded the profits of the banks. So a new, quieter, slightly smaller bailout for the financial firms being rolled out this week, according to the Washington Post. To healthcare, the AP reports, it'll be Democrat versus Democrat as lawmakers go back to work on healthcare today. The Senate Finance Committee is expected to consider whether the government should offer its own insurance plan for the middle class in competition with private carriers. A public option is the top goal for liberals, but it has no Republican support, and moderate Democrats insist the Senate will never go along. So we will see. That fight is going to heat up today, and we're going to check in with Jim Dean of Democracy for America about what we can all do to make sure that public option is a reality. Final national news story. Public opposition, according to new polls, to the war in Afghanistan is at a record high, and President Obama continues to consider the request by General Stanley McChrystal about whether to send more troops there. McChrystal demanding he send a huge number of new troops, up to 65,000 more troops to Afghanistan. Republicans are criticizing Obama, who has said that he is going to take the report under advisement. Republicans saying that he should effectively simply rubber stamp McChrystal's request. You know, this is a story that really bothers me. We've gotten to the point now where 30 years after the so-called Vietnam syndrome, which is a term used to describe America's fear of every military engagement becoming a Vietnam. The right has fought the quote-unquote Vietnam syndrome by basically saying that presidents and Congress should simply rubber stamp every request the military makes. You heard this from George Bush all the time, right? We're going to let commanders on the ground decide troop levels and military policy. Well, Obama has basically said, look, I'm going to take this under advisement, but here's the deal. I'm the commander in chief, right? The Constitution, Article 2 says I am the commander in chief. Article 1 empowers the Congress to decide spending decisions and to decide declarations of war. So what you're seeing here, when you hear Kit Bond, the senator from Missouri, John McCain lash out at the White House for delaying McChrystal's request to escalate in Afghanistan, what you're really seeing, I think, is an authoritarian assault on the Constitution. The Constitution did not make the President of the United States, the civilian elected leadership in the Congress, the civilian elected leadership in general, the head of the military by accident. It was done so that we would not become a military state, so that we would not become a state that simply rubber stamps the demands of the military. So I, for one, am happy that Obama is at least taking a little time to evaluate the request from the military. I think we've had two wars that have become wildly unpopular and that have become quagmires that have been prosecuted by simply taking whatever the military wants and having the president and the Congress rubber stamp it. So I am thrilled that the Obama administration is at least taking the time to make some kind of decision instead of simply rubber stamping what the military wants. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to check in with Pulitzer Prize winning author David K. Johnston. He won a Pulitzer Prize with the New York Times. He's the author of Perfectly Legal and a whole series of books on economic ripoffs. He's got a new article out saying that the thing that we have been all missing in the healthcare debate is the fact that the government already provides public option insurance, just not for healthcare, for property, for rich people. And once we get a handle on that, maybe that hypocrisy alone, if we expose it, can shift some of the thinking on this debate. The public option isn't radical at all. It already exists, just not for healthcare. Stick around. We'll fill you in on the details on that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, still working this multi-vehicle accident, northbound I-25 at Auraria Parkway, two left lanes still blocked. Also got this accident in the backups around Alameda on the right-hand shoulder, but the delay, single-digit speeds kick in at Evans, so if you're trying to get from the tech center to downtown, you may want to use an alternate. Also got a crash on the ramp from eastbound 6 to southbound I-25. And another accident in the backups near Bryant Street. So those delays coming in begin on Sheridan coming out of Lakewood. Also got crashes, car versus motorcycle, Colorado and Cherry Creek Drive South. Two-vehicle accident, Parker and Quincy, one at Yale and Buckley, and finally one at Quincy and Happy Canyon. So a pretty messy morning out there this morning. Your forecast, sunny, breezy, and warm. High near 88. Our old record is 92. We could get close to that today. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
FreewayUs.com. Where do people go for the best prices on over 500?
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that, so I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NOPIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you're invited to shop and save with discounts at top retailers, from jewelry to apparel and electronics. For the most current offers, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
Muscles and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry Fish Oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
If you have flu-like symptoms, stay home, recover, and keep others well. This might mean postponing your travel plans. Don't travel until 7 days after symptoms begin or until you've been symptom-free for 24 hours, whichever is longer. Think about those around you. Remember that you would want sick people to stay home to protect your health.
To learn more, visit flu.gov. A message from the Colorado Health Department.
Hey, raise the volume. Now Campbell's Chunky Soup has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. Still filling and delicious, but now better for you. So raise the volume of Chunky Soup you buy. Campbell's Chunky Soup. Better than ever.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not your savior.
He's just the guy that got elected president of the United States like a bunch of other folks in the past. He's trying to address a problem that is now in the households of families by the millions.
Ed Schultz.
And there's a guy, a nutcase across the street, that has figured out how to make a dollar by scaring the hell out of you that he's Hitler.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is why we have Psycho Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going up to almost 80 degrees today and going back down into the 60s. Up to 90?
Yeah. I'm just looking at a high of 88.
Really? Yeah, we could break a record today, Dave.
Sweet.
And sort of not so sweet for the environment, of course. Sweet for me to be on my patio, but probably not so sweet for the planet. All right, on the line with us now. You know him well, David K. Johnston, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author and writer. He has a new article up at the Huffington Post that is headlined, Republicans Favor Public Option for Property, Not People. And we've been talking a lot about the public option for health care. And the Republican Party has portrayed a government-run public option as some sort of radical, revolutionary, socialist idea that's never been seen in America. And in this article, David K. Johnston explains and explores how that's absolutely not true, that it already exists, a public option insurance plan already exists, just not for people, for property. David, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Okay, so explain exactly what you're talking about in this article. What do you mean that a public option insurance plan already exists?
Well, flood insurance. If you want to insure your home against a flood, you buy this insurance from a private agent, you know, State Farm, Allstate, whomever, but it's actually provided by the federal government. And what's truly amazing about this is that when Senator Trent Lott, then Senator Trent Lott, who was the majority leader in the Senate, had his home in Gulfport, Mississippi, inundated by the waters of Hurricane Katrina, it turned out that the senator had failed to take personal responsibility for his property by buying this kind of insurance. So he introduced a bill in the fall of 2005, Senate Bill 1933, so that he and others could retroactively buy flood insurance after the deluge.
And this is, again, this is public option, government-run insurance for property that, and I should ask, is this for flood insurance anywhere or specifically for, you know, floodplain areas in, you know, North Carolina or the Gulf Coast?
The requirement to get it is that local governments have to adopt building codes and other practices to minimize flood damage. If, for example, you build new property, let's say, on the shore in New Jersey, mm-hmm. on the Barrier Islands, you have new buildings, whether you buy insurance or not, and lenders won't lend to you if you don't buy the flood insurance, have to be built 14 feet off the ground in case there's a 100-year storm surge. And this isn't the only example we have of this, David. We have crop insurance. We have a couple of other minor federal programs. So the issue as I see it here is it is not the principle. You know, we've had a series of people. Senator Kyle has referred to this public option and the idea of this system of being changed as evil. That's not, and socialism, that's not what is going on here. What's going on here is that we have a Republican Party in this country which has elevated the value of property above people.
Why do you think this hasn't been part of the debate? I mean, if this is such a good example, and it really is, and this again, we'll post a link to it on our website at www.am760.net, but if this is such a good example, why haven't Democrats used it as a shining example of how, at minimum, a public option health plan is far from radical? It's simply an extension of a principle that already exists.
Well, because, unfortunately, we have only one political party in Washington. It's the party of the Greenback. And I don't think that the progressives among the Democrats have done a very good job at all of what they want to do. The president has done an awful, terrible job of trying to explain what he's trying to achieve. He's managed to both open the door to ridiculous and crazy statements and not be clear on his own. And furthermore, there is this understanding going on in Washington that even if we were to get a public option, and I don't know whether we're going to get it or not, we're still going to retain the private profit-making insurance business. And so we need to change the debate. We need to stop talking about health insurance. Insurance is a crucial concept to market economies and capitalism. You cannot have capitalism and trade without insurance. But insurance is for protecting property. What we need is health service, just like we have kindergarten and public education and prosecution of criminals and policing. Those are all public services, and that's what health care needs to be talked about, is a public service, not a business in which you buy insurance, or as is being proposed right now, that you would be forced to buy insurance or pay a penalty.
We're talking to David K. Johnson. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist and author. His new article at the Huffington Post, Republicans Favor a Public Option for Property People. In the article, he points out that while the Republicans have portrayed public option insurance as some sort of radical new socialist idea, it acts, by the way, with the support of Republican legislators for things like flood insurance, crop insurance, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I have to ask this question then. If both parties are trying to protect the insurance business, the health insurance business in Washington by opposing a public option health insurance plan, like we have a public option flood plan. Just for historical note, I mean, was there lots of money to be made in flood insurance or crop insurance? In other words, was there a similar fight to create flood insurance and, say, crop insurance as there has been for health insurance? And if not, why not?
No. In fact, private profit-making insurance companies have long not wanted to be in the flood insurance business except in very, very limited areas. And if you think about it for a moment, you'll see why this does not work well. You know, capitalism does a lot of good things, but some things it's not at all good at. The event in Hurricane Katrina was what is called a once-in-500-years event. We expect a storm of that magnitude to hit an area once every 500 years. Well, To insure against that would require collecting premiums and building an enormous pool of capital for an event that may not occur now again. It could happen next year, but it might not occur again until, say, the year 2805. And so generation after generation after generation would be taxing themselves, in effect, paying these insurance premiums for that future benefit. Events like that, massive earthquakes, huge floods. If we have a huge volcanic eruption, something like that's a catastrophe, that's what government is for. You don't reserve against those things. You build a strong national economy so that you can respond to those, but they don't work well as insurance products.
So the, so what you're saying is that it was it's sort of something that the private market didn't want to deal with when it comes to flood insurance, a public option for flood insurance, a public option for crop insurance. But healthcare, obviously, is a place where private companies have figured out how to make money. Thus, that might explain the double standard. In other words, the private insurance companies want to make and have figured out a way to make lots and lots of money off healthcare, but weren't really able to make that kind of money on flood insurance and crop insurance. And so that kind of explains the discrepancy.
That's exactly right. And in addition, remember that crucial to the concept of how insurance companies are making money in this is that we have death panels. We have them already. There is sworn testimony about them. In my book, Free Lunch, there's a chapter about them, and that book came out almost 2 years ago. And these are the corporate panels of insurance officials who decide on denial of coverage. So in my book, I quote Dr. Linda Pino, who testified under oath that when she stamped denied on a heart transplant for a customer of the Humana Insurance Company, she knew that he was going to die. And the company rewarded her for this because they saved money. There was a piece that showed up last night at the Huffington Post. I have not vetted it. I don't know its reliability. But it's about a woman in Tampa, Florida, with a rare condition called Sickler's condition, I believe, that is, causes blindness. Well, there's a treatment for it. Well, the mother, even though she has health insurance, has voluntarily gone blind. Family doesn't have enough money to give the drug to mom and both their daughters so the daughters don't go blind. Now, this is immoral. There's justification here for this on any moral grounds in a country as wealthy as we are, a country that literally subsidizes corporate jets and home, wealthy, fancy homes, for this to be happening. And I find the irony to be that the people who are attacking public health, universal health care, are the very people who run around, you know, holding their Bibles and talking about what believers they are. And they obviously have never read the texts that they claim motivate them, because the Bible talks about this kind of conduct in the Old Testament and the New again and again and again. And it describes this kind of conduct with a single powerful and, I think, accurate word, evil.
And I'm sure most people, or at least a lot of people listening to this, couldn't agree more. And I will encourage everybody who's listening to check our website. In the next 5-10 minutes, we'll post a link to David K. Johnson's great article. It's called Republicans Favor a Public Option for Property, Not People. It shows, I mean, really, it's a really, really fantastic example of what the government does and does not do, and how the double standard applies when it comes to money, when it comes to profit, how a double standard really applies in this healthcare debate. David K. Johnson, Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist, author of books like Perfectly Legal, Free Lunch. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning, David.
Thank you, David.
7:36 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota here on a beautiful Tuesday morning, going up, Turk says, up to almost 90, which is fantastic. Although probably not.
I see a few molds today, Dave, and you know the one I trust the most?
Which one?
I trust Channel 9 with my weather the most, and Larry Nelson.
Channel 9. They say it's going up,
Channel
up, to,
9
up to near 90?
Larry Nelson, yeah. I need to look at Larry Nelson's forecast, but Channel 9 has been pretty spot on the last few weeks.
Well,
and they say, you know, about 86 to 88, and but they did mention that the old record's 92, so weirder things have happened in Colorado.
We're going to get close to there. After the break, we'll do a Colorado news update, and we're going to talk about Roman Polanski. My quick take, and we're going to get into it. My quick take.
Did you see? I mentioned a story yesterday, Dave. In Poland, they are, and it's kind of weird because of Polanski, but Poland is trying to push through this legislation where it would be chemical castration for pedophiles.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah, you know, it's like I'd be for that here. You know,
that's pretty interesting. Well, I'm for lock the door, throw away.
Right.
And I know that's a controversial position, but we're going to get into it after a traffic update.
Thank you, Dave. A couple different accidents on I-25 northbound side. Going to hit one at Alameda, another one up around Auraria Parkway, but single-digit speeds from Evans all the way up past Colfax, so that's super nasty for you. Also, they just shut down Highway 74 just west of Morrison Road due to that early head-on crash. Looks like some investigations going on there. Just cleaned up that accident eastbound 6th Avenue around south on I-25. There is a new crash, though, in the backups near Bryant Street. Also working accidents, Quincy and Happy Canyon, Parker and Quincy, and Buckley. Forecast going to stay sunny and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Mountain Audio Fest this weekend at the Denver Tech Center Marriott. Over 160 rooms and 300 brands of gear from around the world. High-end stereo systems to iPods, from the affordable to the absurd. Bring a friend to Rocky Mountain Audio Fest this weekend. Visit audiofest.net.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear
The clock starts ticking once your mortgage payment is late. Foreclosure kills your credit. Mario for ColoradoForecloseAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gaddett, Colorado Foreclosure Answers of Coldwell Banker. Jeff says that people get foreclosed on because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForecloseAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
Outdoor Kitchen. You'll find them at I-225 and Tamarack behind Sonic. Call 303-991-9911. 303-991-9911 or go to OutdoorKitchen.com.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open and likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way, like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
Are you or a loved one asking repeated questions, forgetting to take medication, struggling for common words, or unable to recall short-term events? A clinical research study is now enrolling adults with memory loss or mild cognitive impairment to participate in a clinical research study. Volunteers may receive study-related medical care, investigational medication, laboratory testing, and cognitive testing. Medical insurance is not needed to participate. Taking action today may lead to tomorrow's answers. Call 303-477-CARE to learn more. If you or someone you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE. Are you or a loved one asking repeated questions, forgetting to take medication, struggling for common words, or unable to recall short-term events? Call 303-477-CARE to learn more. If you or someone you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE.
If you're a numbers person, then here are some impressive numbers we've added to our resume at GMC. The 2009 GMC Sierra offers a 9,600-pound towing capacity, 315 horsepower, and an EPA-estimated 20 highway MPG. Here's to 100 years of engineering excellence and one powerful offer. Right now, qualified buyers get 0% APR financing for 60 months on 2009 GMC Sierra 1500 Extended and Crew Cab models. Or choose $4,000 purchase cash back. GMC Sierra. See your GMC dealer today. Sierra 1500 Crew Cab SLE equipped with available 5.3-liter V8 and heavy-duty towing package. Maximum trailer ratings are calculated assuming a properly equipped base vehicle plus driver. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment 8.3%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Take delivery by 9:30/09. See dealer for details.
7:42 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A lot of news in Colorado over the weekend. A lot of economic news, a lot of political news. Let's do our Colorado news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, we'll start with a trio of ballot initiatives, according to the Denver Post, that's being circulated in Colorado that would slash at least $1 billion annually in state tax revenue, roll back property taxes statewide, and dramatically limit government's ability to construct new buildings and infrastructure. The three initiatives, besides having similar themes of quote-unquote limiting government, also share what appear to be a common connection to former state representative and current Colorado lunatic Doug Bruce. He is circulating these initiatives, so a new Tabor fight on the way. I heard Turk talk about this yesterday. D.C. job alleged as attempt to deter Romanoff. Denver Post story over the weekend was about the White House's effort to try to, according to the Denver Post, quote, this is a direct quote, to buy off Andrew Romanoff to get him to not run for the U.S. Senate, trying to trade a job in the administration for him to not run for the U.S. Senate. Obviously, this is the exact kind of thing that Blago got in trouble for. Governor Rod Blagojevich was arrested for doing this kind of thing. Now we've got a Denver Post story saying that the White House was trying to do this kind of thing with Andrew Romanoff. It's a pretty blockbuster story. So check it out. And you know, I just will say that we don't know all the details of what happened, but if what the Denver Post reports is true, it's a big deal. And it may have crossed some legal lines. I mean, I know there's horse trading. You hear all kinds of political horse trading all the time, but you're not allowed to make explicit quid pro quo offers of federal jobs for instance, a candidate getting out of a primary. Economic news here in Colorado. A deep economic chill has gripped rural counties throughout Colorado. A dozen western counties have seen their unemployment rates increase 120% or more in the past 2 years, with the region's average increase at 105.3%. Along the more heavily populated Front Range counties from Larimer in the north to Pueblo in the south, the average two-year increase in the unemployment rate was 94%. So these are, again, local examples of very bad economic news. Some good economic news. Frontier Airlines, poised to emerge from bankruptcy protection next week, has stretched its string of months with an operating profit to 10. So another month of operating profit for Frontier Airlines. Republic Airways still threatening to cut jobs and leave part of the market here in Denver unless the city hands over new tax breaks. And now you might be asking again, why should the city have to hand over new tax breaks when Frontier is reporting another month of profit? To the FBI case, federal prosecutor described Najib El-Azazi's movements in the weeks leading up to his arrest as, quote, a chilling, disturbing sequence of events, and said the terrorism suspect may have been plotting a New York attack on the anniversary of 9/11. We're going to get into that story a little later on in the broadcast. He is set to be arraigned today in New York. Colorado Senators and Congressman John Salazar sent a letter to Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu this week urging him to remove a Mesa County storage site from his home for 17,000 tons of mercury. So a not-in-my-backyard movement here in the state. Colorado Independent reports Canyon City's uranium contamination looms over Montrose mill battle for many in Montrose County and surrounding counties and communities in southwest Colorado. The proposed Pinyon Ridge uranium mill really is a clear-cut case of NIMBYism, but for some residents of the Canyon City area, some of whom made the long trip to a special use permit hearing in Montrose, have declared not in my backyard could have spared them decades of health problems associated with the metal the Navajo Indians call Yellow Death. So it's more on this yellow cake in Colorado. Nearly half of Colorado voters think the state is off on the wrong track, although those in the Denver area are more positive, according to a new poll commissioned by the Colorado Policy Institute, and a majority think that the Taxpayer Bill of Rights,
should be repealed. So another poll suggesting that Tabor should be repealed. Statewide, 41% of voters surveyed say Colorado's headed in the right direction. 48% say it's going the wrong way. But in Denver, 53% say the state is heading the right way. Interesting story here of a little flip-flopping. State Representative Cory Gardner, who's running against Betsy Markey, staked political ground in the far corner of the Republican-Libertarian right in the last few years, voting against proposed tough statewide drunk driving laws, which he decried as part of a series of tax and fee-generating, quote-unquote, nanny bills. Now, though, as a candidate gunning for Congresswoman Markey's 4th District congressional seat, Gardner is vowing to sponsor new nanny state legislation meant to impose consistent harsh penalties on drunk drivers. Gardner was quoted in the Denver Post front page stories about how many drunk drivers have been let off the hook only to commit future and subsequent drunk driving crimes. Gardner quoted as taking a tough on crime position, even though he voted against the very kind of tough on crime bills that he now says he's going to champion. And in our final couple of Colorado news stories here, we've got a story here from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and the city's efforts. Fort Collins' efforts to keep pace with costs and technology could translate to higher utility bills for Fort Collins residents and businesses next year. We've got a story here in the Grand Junction Sentinel. The director of the Mesa County Human Services Department says a bill passed by the legislature is making it harder for low-income people to get state benefits. We've got a story here on squarestate.net, Andrew Romanoff saying in his interview with Adam Schrager that he does support a single-payer health care system, so that's going to probably be happening or be talked about more and more in the Colorado Senate race. And finally, Colorado brewers take the most medals at the Great American Beer Festival, according to the Denver Business Journal, and I was at the Beer Festival, fantastic event. Colorado brewers took the most medals, including Dry Dock Brewery, who we had in studio here, took a big award as the, I think it was the best small brewer in America, right? That was Dry Dock Brewer?
Yeah, how cool is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's your Colorado news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right. We're a little bit off clock, so I apologize for that. After the break, we're going to begin. I'm going to give you my take on the Roman Polanski controversy. Now, I think despite all this, you know, a lot of celebrities out there saying that we got to let Roman Polanski, the director, off, the guy who was, you remember, you may have heard this story, you probably did, that he was apprehended in Europe on charges of child rape.
Deborah Winger was out yesterday in defense of him, and I don't know exactly what the relationship is with those two. I mean, obviously they probably work together, but she was creeping me out yesterday.
Yeah, there's a lot of stars out there saying that this case, remember, he was charged with child rape back in the 70s and has been a fugitive for 30 years, and a lot of celebrities out there saying, hey, we got to go easy on this guy. My quick take, lock the door, throw away the key. I'll give you my reasons as to why after a traffic update with John Turner.
Thank you, Dave. Crews did just move that crash off of northbound I-25 around Auraria Parkway. Still seeing some heavy jams, though, for northbounders from about Yale all the way past Colfax. Southbounders struggling as well. And then again from 58th down to downtown around Colfax as well. Out near Morrison, Highway 74 shut down. Had an early head-on accident. They've decided to shut that down, doing some investigation. Also, heavy jams both directions of 225 beginning at Parker Road. Our other crash, it's on the ramp from eastbound 6 to southbound I-25. One in the backups near Bryant. Forecast today, sunny, breezy, and warm. A high near 88. Our old record is 92 for September 29th. Right now, 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you think you can't afford to live at Denver's most successful new condo, specially reduced pricing and below-market interest rates may change your mind. Check it out at denversbestforless.com. You can't afford not to.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed?
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love.
We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
The S&P is up 3. The Marvin, sometimes called the Russell, is up about 2 points. So kind of a soft start to the day. We did get some home pricing numbers just a few minutes ago, David, and it shows that home prices, at least for the last 3 months, have gone up, and perhaps that'll indicate a continuing trend. At least homeowners, I'm sure, are hoping so. It looks like housing markets have stabilized a bit. Home prices for the month of, August, were up 1.6%, and in Denver they were up 1.5%, so a little bit softer than the nation. The leading area was Minneapolis. Their change from June was up 4.6%, so we are seeing a stabilizing in that market. We are going also to get consumer confidence numbers here, David, in about 5 minutes, so that certainly may have some effect on the markets. But one thing I suggest people do is don't wait for the government, don't wait for your neighbor, don't wait for your family, don't wait for your financial advisor to help you with your finances. Take it on yourself. Give us a call at Presidential Brokerage to see what we're doing to compare what you're getting done for you right now, and I think it might make sense for you, David.
The number, 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600 to reach Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage. Mike, thanks for the update. Talk to you tomorrow, man.
Hey, good stance on Polanski. I'm not supposed to talk politics, but I personally, not presidential, but I agree with you.
Lock the door, throw away the key. Thanks, man.
That's right.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
76 here on AM 760. All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you my quick take on Roman Polanski, then we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo to debate at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We're going to take a national news break, talk to Jim Dean about health care in a brief interview about what you can do on health care, and then we will talk Roman Polanski. My quick take. Roman Polanski is now the director. He is asking to not be extradited from Switzerland to the United States on those child molestation and child rape charges from the late 1970s. A lot of stars out there saying that he has supposedly served a punishment by not being allowed to come back to the United States. He's been a fugitive for decades. A lot of Deborah Winger was out there. There's a story on the wire that Roman Polanski's wife is asking other stars to say what a great director Roman Polanski is, what a great humanist he is. and therefore we should let him off. Now, I'm going to read from Salon.com, because this is my take. Let's keep in mind that Roman Polanski gave a 13-year-old girl a Quaalude and champagne, then raped her before we start discussing whether the victim looked older than 13 years old, or that she now says she'd rather not see him prosecuted. Before we discuss how awesome his movies are, let's remember that Roman Polanski instructed a 13-year-old girl to get into a jacuzzi naked, refused to take her home when she begged to go, and then raped her when she said no. I say you lock the door, throw away the key. Let's debate it in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after the national news.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can...
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
For a special money savings offer for thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair, it's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends it's that good.
AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sabatini. The patient is getting better. The latest Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index is just out, and it shows a year-over-year gain for the sixth month in a row.
What we saw was very large increases across the markets. 18 of the 20 metro areas showed increases for the month of July versus June.
S&P's Maureen Maitland says the overall gain worked out to 1.2%. Even with that, prices are down 13% of the past year and more than a third since the peak in 2006. Corporate CEOs taking part in the latest Business Roundtable survey. They expect sales to pick up over the next 6 months, but they're in no hurry to step up hiring or increase spending on new plant and equipment. The central figure in a suspected plot to bomb New York City transit facilities is due in federal court an hour from now for arraignment. Najee Bulizazi is expected to plead not guilty. Investigators have reportedly identified three alleged accomplices, but CBS News national security analyst Juan Cerati tells us they're a long way from connecting all the dots.
I don't think the federal authorities are comfortable yet with where they are in the case in terms of being able to say they have a complete notion of what Zazi was up to here in the homeland.
Thursday's Geneva conference on Iran's nuclear ambitions may not get very far. The chief Iranian negotiator says his government won't talk about issues related to nuclear rights. He indicated that would include the uranium enrichment plant that was secret until just last week. Terrorism expert Neil Livingston says that has a familiar ring.
Iran has played this game now for a number of years where they enter into talks, nothing really happens, the Iranians go home, we go home, and the Iranians keep working on their nuclear program.
If you're going to visit someone in the hospital in either of two North Carolina cities, leave the children home. CBS's Jim Kasula explains.
It's thought to be a first for hospitals in Charlotte and Greensboro, banning visits by children under the age of 18. Hospital administrators, including Dr. Tom Zwing, say it's out of concern over the spread of the H1N1 virus.
Someone could feel fine, walk into the facility, and spread the H1N1 virus around and impact people in a very negative way.
Exceptions will be made for children with dying relatives and kids who accompany parents to the emergency room. Jim Kasula, CBS News.
Now, this is just in, consumer confidence dipped slightly in September. Census Bureau figures show poverty at a 13-year high last year. Census Bureau spokesman Chuck Nelson.
The highest rate of poverty is in Mississippi, where the percentage of people in poverty was around 21.2%. The lowest percentage was in New Hampshire, 7.6%.
These days, most public schools don't offer driver ed, but science suggests a comeback may be taking shape. Ann Fleming with the National Insurance Institute for Highway Safety isn't sure that's such a good idea.
Well, it may be a convenient way to teach young people driving skills,
It does not make safer drivers.
The Dow's down 25 points. This is CBS News.
You've just purchased a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. You feel in command. Intuitive in-dash technologies enable your every move. You feel empowered turning the ignition. Over 100 years of engineering prowess and racing heritage spring to life. You feel smart as you realize you got all this at an absolutely incredible price. Backed by a rigorous inspection process, limited factory-backed warranty coverage for up to 5 years and 100,000 total vehicle miles, and now 3 months Sirius satellite radio. Hurry in for 1.99% financing on select certified pre-owned models, only available at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Certified pre-owned by Mercedes-Benz. How will it make you feel?
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for a complete program and certified pre-owned limited warranty details. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval. Sirius U.S. service available only in the contiguous U.S. and D.C. 3 months Sirius satellite radio service included on vehicles already equipped.
Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Figures from the Colorado Census Bureau show the poverty rate in Colorado is rising. The Census Bureau says 11.4% of Colorado residents are now living below the poverty line. That's up from 9.2% in 2000. Poverty is defined as a family of four earning less than $22,000 a year. The prosecutor in the Aaron A. Thompson case says it's not over yet.
Justice will be the day that they find her body.
An Arapahoe County jury found Aaron Thompson guilty of 31 counts, including child abuse resulting in the death of his daughter, Aaron A. She was reported missing in 2005. But prosecutors say she was likely killed 2 years earlier. Later today, Najibullah Zazi is expected to plead not guilty to charges of conspiring to commit acts of terrorism. The DIA shuttle driver will hear the charges against him in a New York City courtroom. In sports, the Rockies start a big home series against the Brewers tonight at Coors Field. They lead the wild card race by 2 games. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where northbound I-25 continues to struggle underneath those bridges. We had an earlier accident near Auraria Parkway. Has never been able to recover. So we're going to find speeds in the teens and 20s through there, maybe even dropping into the single digits. So it's going to cost you about 40 minutes of highway driving time as you're trying to get from the tech center towards downtown. Three-car accident eastbound 36 at Broadway. Off to the right shoulder, catching some looks as you're coming in from the Boulder area. Sounds like there's a car fire. This is right around I-70 in Pecos. We've got a surface street accident. This was at Hampton and Chambers. Hopefully they're going to have that one out of your way shortly. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be warm and sunny today with a high of about 85 degrees, currently 47. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit nustats.com/frontrange.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most. Like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles, sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 30th in U.S. only. See store for details.
I want to compliment you. I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
806 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. Going up into the 80s today, we're going to get to Roman Polanski, the big story on the wire today. We're going to talk about Roman Polanski in this hour. And in the 9 a.m. hour, we're probably going to turn to the Zazi case and the Denver Post story about asking the question about whether the post 9/11 reforms, the Patriot Act and the intelligence reforms, had anything to do with the Zazi case. Did it help it? Did it not help it? So we're going to get into Polanski and Zazi, but first we're going to check in with a good friend of the show, Jim Dean. He's the head of Democracy for America, the nation's largest political action committee based in Burlington, Vermont. DFA has been all over this healthcare debate. And I asked Jim to come on to tell us As this debate unfolds, and it's going to be in the news, I just was out in the newsroom, it's all over all the networks. The Senate Finance Committee hearing today about the public option. And I asked Jim to come out and tell us what the average person can do. What campaigns are out there? What petitions are out there? What calls to actions are out there to actually help make the public option a reality? So, Jim, I put you on the spot. What do you say to people who say, look, I want to do something, but I don't exactly know what to do?
Well, David, first of all, it's great to talk to you, and I appreciate you having me on the show. There's a lot of stuff that can be done, and there's no better time to do it than right now. The Senate Finance Committee is about to debate the public option. We know that that is not in the baucus bill, but a good vote here, even if it doesn't get inserted into this bill, is going to go a long way towards realizing a public option in the final bill. Because the other committees have that public option in the bill, and if we get that, that is going to be the linchpin of real health care reform. The public option is really the key towards driving down all of our health care costs and putting our health care system on the road to some kind of a recovery where it has not been for over 20 to 30 years. So it's really important to be involved, and there's lots of stuff that you can do from the comfort of your own home. We have a new campaign page up. It's called AmericaCan'tWait.com, and there's a petition drive going on there. Today is a terrific day to call particularly your senators and your House members. If they're good on this issue, they need to be thanked for that because they're sticking their necks out and they're keeping this thing alive and making sure that we're going to get a decent bill passed in spite of all the $600,000 a day that the health insurance companies are spending on lobbying. So very, very important to call the folks that are good in this issue. Equally as important to call the folks that are on the fence or not so good in this issue because they won't know unless you tell them. And so that means your local representatives, but also it means any person who's run in Congress, who's there, or the Senate, who you might have contributed to in the past, even if it was $5. There are lots of people that do those things, and you know, maybe not a lot of money, but if you've given a little bit of money to some of these folks, they need to hear from you as well. The more than a few senators have been on the fence, and a lot of progressives have been calling them saying, look, you asked for our help, we helped you out, and now we need yours. And that's a very good message to deliver.
And I should ask you, a lot of people say, well, you know, a lot of people are skeptical. They're like, well, I call my member of Congress, and I get this, or I write them, or I email them, and I get the standard response. And a lot of people end up feeling skeptical. But I always tell them that, look, it may not feel all that satisfying to call up, you know, register your voice, and then, you know, hang up, and that's it. But even something like that is, I mean, it makes a real difference. I mean, have worked with members of Congress. When they feel like their phones are ringing off the hook, correct me if I'm wrong, but it makes them feel like, you know, they have to listen.
You are so right about this. You know, a lot of people called Harry Reid's office during the FISA debate last year. And in fact, we had a campaign going, his phone system in his Reno office crashed. I'm sure everybody got back the sort of the standard letter that you get, but the fact is that Reid kept that alive the business of getting rid of immunity for telephone companies, and that, you know, that debate continued on for another 6 months because of that effort, and very much so keeping the public option in this debate and keeping it in the bill. Remember, 4 out of the 5 committee bills have a public option in it. But they need this reinforcement very badly. It may mean getting a form letter back, but it is the most powerful and important thing that you can do. The other thing is, and the only one thing that is definitely more powerful, is if you belong to a group, it could be a DFA group, it could be any group, a group of business folks in your own community, meeting with a staff member locally is huge. And we actually have a whole tutorial up on our website, democracyforamerica.com, under the training on how to do that. They're usually about a half an hour long, and if you do that in a business-like manner and advocate for this public option, that is a very, very powerful way to convey that opinion and really drive home the point the different constituencies in a district that are advocating for this
meeting with the member of Congress and their staff.
Yep.
Yeah, and or their staff. All right, give us the website address again that you gave us before, this new campaign that people can get involved in.
Sure, that is AmericaCan'tWait.com.
AmericaCan'tWait.com. Jim Dean, he's the head of Democracy for America, and you can go find their website, www.democracyforamerica.com. Thanks so much for taking the time, and keep up the good fight, Jim. You're one of the great leaders in this fight.
Well, David, I appreciate that, and thanks again for having me on.
My pleasure, man. You're a friend of the show and a friend of mine. Take care, man.
Real good. Appreciate it.
8:13 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That was Jim Dean of Democracy for America, a great leader on this healthcare fight. And he just reinforced the point that it may be frustrating to call your member of Congress or write them a letter and feel like you get a form letter back and they're not listening, but it makes a big difference, and it particularly makes a big difference today and this week when they're debating the public option in the Senate Finance Committee right now. Flick on a television, you're probably going to see a comment or a story about the public option inevitably today, and so it's important to get involved. All right, we're going to turn now and open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We're going to talk about Roman Polanski. This story really, really bugs me, and I wonder if it bugs you. There's a lot of celebrities out there saying that Roman Polanski, the director, by the way, a fine director, should be, if not given immunity, then let off for the charges that he was thrown in the late 1970s of raping a child. Now, let's just go through the facts of this case before we open up the debate and see where you come down. I'm reading here from Salon.com. It's a really important story. It's called Reminder: Roman Polanski Raped a Child. Roman Polanski raped a child. Let's just start right there, because that's the detail that tends to get neglected when we start discussing whether it was fair for the bail-jumping director to be arrested at age 76 after 32 years in exile, which in this case means owning multiple homes in Europe, continuing to work as a director, marrying and fathering two children, even winning an Oscar, but never being able to return to the United States. Let's keep in mind that Roman Polanski gave a 13-year-old girl a Quaalude and champagne, then raped her. Before we start discussing whether the victim looked older than her 13 years, or that she now says she'd rather not see him prosecuted because she can't stand the media attention. Before we discuss how awesome his movies are, or what the now deceased judge did wrong at the trial, let's take a moment to recall that according to the victim's grand jury testimony, Roman Polanski instructed her to get into a jacuzzi naked, refused to take her home when she begged to go home, began kissing her even though she said no, and asked him to stop, performed oral sex on her as she said no and asked him to stop, put his penis in her vagina as she said no and asked him to stop, asked if he could have sodomize her, to which she replied no, and then went ahead and did it anyway. Now, those are the facts that came out in the case. Right? This case went to trial. Those are the facts that came out in this case. And when he was set to be sentenced, he fled the country saying that he feared that the sentence, because of the media hype around the case, that the sentence would be unduly harsh. Now, there's a lot of people out there right now saying, well, Roman Polanski has served his time because he's been exiled. Remember, multiple homes in Europe, still making movies, etc., etc. I don't think the law says that punishment for raping a child is what Roman Polanski served. And I think the people who are out there who are saying that because Roman Polanski is some sort of great director or a great person, a nice person, it means we should let him off. And I don't even think that because you could say, well, the L.A. prosecutor's office, who's trying to prosecute this case, is looking for headlines, that means it's a bad thing. I don't even think that the victim in this crime She's saying, well, she doesn't really want this to happen, this to be prosecuted, because she doesn't want to have to go through this again. I don't even think that that's important either, because it's not about her. It's about the legal system. Is the legal system going to prosecute people for raping children, no matter whether they're famous directors or not? I mean, if this was a 74-year-old guy who wasn't a famous director, would there be any question about whether we should lock the door and throw away the key? What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. I say lock the door, throw away the key. I don't care how old Roman Polanski is. He raped a 13-year-old child. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. It's 818. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, really busy out there. Got a call from our buddy Anthony. Says there's a speed trap on northbound I-25 there between 84th and 120th. So do slow down as you're heading up through Thornton and Northland. Southbound side, going to be sluggish there, trying to get out at 120th. Busy also closer to downtown after 58th. More jams once you get past downtown. Emerson Street up to Colorado. Northbounders behind from Yale to Auraria due to an earlier crash. Also seeing some heavy jams westbound C-470 from Quebec to University. And a three-vehicle accident on the turnpike eastbound side at Broadway. It's sitting on the right-hand shoulder. Also got a crash or a vehicle fire, actually, westbound I-70 near Pecos. And finally, a three-car crash at Hamden and Chambers. The forecast, we're going to stay sunny and warm. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 49 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The cold and flu season is just around the corner. Your King Soopers Pharmacy, one less chore. Pick up and delivery at your door. Dry cleaning station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let dry cleaning station make dry cleaning convenient, or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry cleaning station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
And you'll love them too. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
We Americans believe everyone should play by the rules. But what if your broker doesn't? That's when you turn to the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Empowered by the federal government, we're here to protect investors from fraud and bad practices. Last year, we barred hundreds of brokers from the industry and returned more than $1 billion to investors. To learn more, visit the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority at FINRAProtects.org.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most. Like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles, sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 30th in U.S. only. See store for details.
You can't buy a company and not use your own money, basically. I mean, it used to be if you want to buy a company and you want to go into debt, great. Buy the company and you go into debt. And if things don't work out, you declare bankruptcy. But you can't buy a company and then say to the company, "Oh, by the way, that money that I bought you with, you have to give it back to me. But I still own you." Do you get what I'm talking about? This is insane.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's Law and Order Day here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. door and throw away the effing key is my take when it comes to Roman Polanski. I mean, really. And the defense of Roman Polanski is just straight up disgusting and pathetic, I have to tell you. It is really, really disgusting.
Dave, did you see the other story surfacing in the last couple of weeks about, I'm trying to think of who the actress was, from that popular show with Valerie Bertinelli, where her father had, like, was raping her, having sex with her, she's like 13 years old as well?
Yeah, yeah, I can't remember her name.
Valerie Bertinelli, and then she was the sister, and they lived in the house with the red-haired mother, and then there was the custodian guy.
Yeah, it's I can't remember her name, but I saw that story, and it's like the Mary Kay Letourneau case, sort of,
yeah,
but with her father, which is even worse. I mean, and what's amazing about this, really, what's actually amazing about this, even more amazing than any of the other cases that seem like this, is the defense. I mean, really, how disgusting do you have to be to go out there and defend this guy? There's somebody on the Huffington Post who said, she met Polanski and was utterly charmed by his sobriety and intelligence. And this Huffington Post, a person named Joan Shore, goes on to say that the 13-year-old model, seduced by Polanski, had been thrust onto him by her mother, who wanted her in the movies. And then you've got the Polish government, the Polish foreign minister, saying there's evidence of judicial misconduct in the original trial. There's evidence that Polanski did not know her real age. Polanski panicked and fled the U.S., has been pursued in this case for 30 years. He did commit a crime, but he's paid for that crime in many, many ways. This is what the Polish foreign minister is saying. In notoriety, in lawyer's fees, in professional stigma. Now, Salon, I think, is absolutely right. There's also evidence that Polanski raped a child. There's evidence that the victim did not consent, regardless of her age. There's evidence that only the most debased kind of person thinks, I didn't know she was 13, is a reasonable excuse for raping a child, much less continuing to rape her after she said no. And this is important, there's evidence that the California justice system does not hold that, quote, notoriety, lawyer's fees, and professional stigma are an appropriate sentence for child rape. Now, the best argument I've heard against extraditing Roman Polanski and putting him in jail for the rest of his life is that the victim does not want this to go forward. However, I think that doesn't matter. And this may be the most controversial position that I'm taking on this case, which is that I think that the criminal justice system has to be about justice. It's not about revenge for the individual victim. It has to be about justice. If the criminal justice system looks the other way and says, this is fine, we've apprehended this guy who was convicted and was set to be sentenced. If the criminal justice system says, okay, now that it's 30 years later and the victim doesn't want this case to go forward anymore, we should just back off. The criminal justice system is effectively saying to everybody else, if you rape a child and leave the country, that's fine. That's absolutely fine, as long as the victim says it's fine. That's not okay. That is not what the criminal justice system is for. The criminal justice system exists to enforce justice without fear or favor, without considering whether you're rich and famous or not. Again, if this was a 74-year-old person who wasn't Roman Polanski, this wouldn't even be a controversy. This wouldn't even be a story. This person would have been thrown in jail, and the key would have been thrown away a long time ago. What do you think? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. We'll go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM760.
Hey, good show, good show. First, let me say a couple things. Mackenzie Phillips is the name that
right,
you're looking
that's
for.
That's right, yep.
Okay. So I enjoy the topic, and I actually pretty much agree with you, but I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I think you've actually kind of laid the groundwork for the point that I'm going to make. And so, and before I even say that, I'm going to say that I don't agree with any of these Hollywood attempts to defense Polanski. It's a heinous crime. There's no excuse for it. He should have been locked up long ago, and the key should have been thrown away. But my point to you is this, and you have laid down the actual groundwork for this, because you talked about it being about the criminal justice system. Are they going to prosecute these kinds of cases or not? And I'm saying that the answer we know is absolutely not. They're not going to do it when someone is rich and famous. My point is, this has been 32 years. The United States has not gone after Polanski. They have been complicit in letting him go free, okay? And so for them to come out now, when he's 74 years old, and say, oh, yeah, we're gonna prosecute now, and we've got him now, it's not impressive to me, because I believe that the United States government has already given him a pass on this.
That's it's a very good point, and I completely agree. I think that the government should be embarrassed. I mean, the history of this is that there was a documentary that came out a couple of years ago, which basically made the government look ridiculous in this case. Basically, really, really embarrassed the prosecutors, embarrassed the government. And there is Michael Wolff, the journalist at New York Magazine. He has suggested he has a blog at, and he had suggested that this is the prosecutors, after being humiliated, they are now getting revenge. So I agree with you absolutely that the 30-year lapse, when people knew where Roman Polanski was. I mean, again, this guy's had multiple houses across Europe in states that we extradite criminals from and to all the time.
Right.
So the idea that the 30 years is just, oh, they've been looking for him, is ridiculous. I completely agree, and I completely agree that the federal government and the state prosecutors in California, they have been exercising fear and favor on behalf of Roman Polanski for the last 30 years. Now, I think you probably also agree that two wrongs don't make a right. I mean, and better late than never, right? Like, yeah, the government has been complicit for 30 years in allowing a child rapist effectively to get off because he's rich and famous for 30 years, but if they're going to step in 30 years later and finally add some closure to this, then better late than never. But I agree with you. You can't absolve. I mean, this is a sad case all the way around. And part of the sad and upsetting part of it is, you're right, the government has been pretty pathetic. But at the end of the day, with Roman Polanski saying, I don't want to be extradited to the United States, it's like, you know, sorry, pal. I don't care how many Deborah Wingers or Hollywood celebs you bring out there. You raped a child. Like, goodbye. It should be open shut. Goodbye. I don't care if you're famous, if you make great movies, if you're a nice person, if you're a Holocaust survivor. That none of that explains and should absolve somebody for raping a 13-year-old child. Greg, thanks so much for the call, man.
Sure.
Let's go to Dave in Centennial. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Morning, how's it going?
All right.
I kind of share the other caller's view, too. I mean, 30 years to go, the guy, they could have got him within a year or two. And you're raping her again. She was, you know, told, you know, she tried to say no, no, no. And instead he's going yes, yes, yes. And now she's saying no, no, no. And these prosecutors are going yes, yes, yes. It doesn't matter what you want. We're going to go ahead and drag this through again. So you're making her go through it again. So, you know, in her mind, she's probably going, gee, thanks, guys. You know, 30 years later, after 20 years ago, I got my life together. Now you're going to make me go through it again? I mean, it's ridiculous. And then I look in the very same page of the newspaper, right above the article yesterday, Polanski held in 77 rape case. There's video of third best in Oklahoma to the attack. Now, we won't look at that, but all of this on the Murrah building just happened to be edited before the explosion. Well, but let's not look at anything like that.
Well, I mean, to your point about the victim, I mean, again, that's the toughest part of this case, I think, in the sense of prosecuting the case. The victim says that she got a settlement from Polanski in a civil case, and saying she'd like to see the criminal proceedings halted. And the question is, shouldn't we be honoring her wishes above all else? And, this Salon article is just a great article. And I just want to read it, because I think it just nails that question. Should we be honoring the victim's wishes to drop the charges against Polanski? In a word, no, at least not entirely. We should honor the victim's desire not to be the subject of a media circus, which is, by the way, why I'm not mentioning the victim's name, and why Salon doesn't mention the name either. But the justice system works on behalf of the people. The people whose laws in every state make it clear that both child rape and fleeing prosecution are serious crimes. The point is not to keep 76-year-old Roman Polanski off the streets or help his victim feel safe. The point is that drugging and raping a child, then leaving the country before you can be sentenced for it, is behavior our society should not, and at least in theory doesn't, tolerate. No matter how famous, wealthy, or well-connected you are, no matter how old you were when you finally got caught, no matter what your victim says about it now, no matter how mature she looked at 13, no matter how pushy her mother was, and no matter how many really swell movies the director has made, the justice system exists to enforce justice. You let Roman Polanski off, you are saying to every other child molester and child rapist, go right ahead. Do your thing, and then flee the country, and you'll be fine. Dave, thanks for the call. Ann in Littleton. Ann, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave, thanks. I'm just going to repeat a couple things I heard on a couple other shows. And I do agree, it's just a heinous crime. I hate what he did, and it's just disgusting. But at this point, you know, there's not much you can do. But why not fine him multi-millions of dollars and have the money go to a rape victims organization and
you're letting him off. He raped a child. You are effectively saying if you let him pay money, $5 million, you're saying to every millionaire, every billionaire, hey, you want to go rape a child? No problem. All you got to do, you pay $5 million and you have free reign to rape children across the United States. That's what happens when you do that.
I agree. I mean, and the fact is that we've already let him off, and there's not much. I mean, he's going to live in jail for, 4 years? And, you know, even if he lives that long, and I don't think that'll make him pay for what he did either. But if at least, you know, having something go to an organization that does help victims might hurt him a little more than, you know, I don't know. I just, there's got to be something that he has to do to pay restitution. And I don't think him sitting in jail for 4 years, because I don't, him living that long will do it.
Well, look, I think the issue, there's a punishment issue, a crime and punishment issue, and then there's a deterrent issue, and then there's a justice issue. So by that I mean he did a crime that is heinous, and he deserves to be punished for that crime. That's one issue. The second issue is the justice system needs to put him in jail, I think, in order to preserve what is, I think we all agree, a good deterrent to child rape. We can't have a system that says if you're a millionaire or a billionaire, you can rape children and know that the way you get off is you just pay $5 million in restitution. So you have to have a deterrent that says, hey, if you rape children, you're going to pay big time. You're going to sit in jail. And then the final issue, again, is justice. The justice system exists to enforce the law. No matter how old you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter how famous you are. If this was a 74-year-old middle-class guy living in Cleveland, this wouldn't be a story. This would be throw the guy in jail, ask no questions. There wouldn't be a question. I don't really understand how somebody's film career and their fame somehow should give them the right to get off on the charges of child rape that other people are thrown in jail for decades, for life in many cases. What does somebody's film career have to do with this? And I just think this shows the moral corruption of a system that is dominated by so much celebrity worship. And it's not just the Polanski case. We have so many examples in this country now where people who are famous or who are rich are getting off on for the same behavior that regular working stiffs, regular people, if they do the same behavior, They're thrown in jail and nobody asks any questions. This is a perfect example of it. It happened on Wall Street. It's happening with Roman Polanski. And if we don't put our foot down and say this is not okay, then it's going to continue. Thanks for the call. All right, more in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Oh, Dave, just so I can put myself on the record, his films all suck, too. I don't ever think he was a great director either. And I know that has nothing to do with the topic, but, yeah, I'm with you, man. Throw away the key. Get him back here, throw away the key. Castrate him.
I mean, I'm not.
I know.
I'll put on record. I'm not for castration.
I know.
I'm not for castration. Turk may be for castration.
I think I might be.
Turk's for castration.
Even though it's 30 years later.
I'm not for castration, but and I think a couple of his films are okay. But that's the whole point. Doesn't matter if his films are good or bad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he could be Steven Spielberg. You know.
Yeah. No. Exactly.
You know, I'm putting myself on record. If Steven Spielberg rapes a child, I am for throwing Steven Spielberg in jail and throwing away the key.
Yep, so am I.
All right, let's get traffic.
Right, okay. I apologize. Do still have this three-car accident, eastbound turnpike at Broadway. It's off to the right-hand side of the freeway, seeing small jams back past Sheridan. Westbounders really heavy, though, in a couple different spots as you're traveling towards Boulder. First across Westminster from Sheridan to Wadsworth, and then again there as you get closer to Baseline. Also, we'll stop and go northbound 25 Emerson Street to Auraria Parkway. That's due to an earlier crash. Southbound side also a struggle from 58th past Colfax. Another crash at Hamden and Chambers in Aurora. Your forecast today, sunny, breezy, and warm with a high near 88 degrees. Our record is 92 for September 29th. Right now we're at 52 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Better Business Bureau invites you to hear Holly Petraeus, wife of General Petraeus, share her stories about business scams aimed at military families at the BBB Torch Awards Luncheon, a once-in-a-lifetime event on October 15th. Go to denver.bbb.org for tickets and information.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you Gateway Park Fun Center, Boulder's destination for miniature golf, for go-karts, for the driving range, for batting cages, for birthday parties and group outings.
Make a wish, honey.
Swing by Gateway Park Fun Center. Open daily at 10 a.m. at 4800 North 28th Street. Boulder's destination for summer family fun.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your... your health. Do it for you and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 1-800-605-9503 for you or a loved one. 1-800-605-9503. The first 200 callers get one for free. 1-800-605-9503. That's 1-800-605-9503.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'm a Broncos fanatic, and I want to know about every play and every player from experts who know the score at the Denver Post. Mike Kliss, Lindsey Jones, and Jeff Legwell eat and breathe this stuff. I get breaking Broncos news, player profiles, scouting reports, game-by-game previews, and expert post-game analysis. And I want to know how to connect with other fans, so I check out the daily All Things Broncos blog at denverpost.com. From NFL to local prep sports, the Post has the action covered. When I want to know, I turn to the Denver Post.
Give me an example of a child rapist. A child rapist who has been given, who gets Hollywood celebrities to come out and say he should be set free. I mean, really. The more I read about this story, the more pissed off I get.
Dave, a lot of instant messages are coming in at am760.net on the J. Marvin page, and they're saying, Michael, they're comparing it to Michael Jackson. But Michael Jackson was never really convicted of anything.
That's exactly right. I mean, look, you can have a, you can believe that Michael Jackson should have been convicted. We're talking about, and the question of whether Michael Jackson committed a crime, that's up in the air because he wasn't convicted. Roman Polanski was convicted. He was convicted in a court. He was set to be sentenced. So according to the state of California's justice system, he is a child rapist. He's not an alleged child rapist. Right? He's not a, like a, he didn't allegedly rape a child. He didn't reportedly rape a child. He was convicted for raping a child. And again, I know the idea that the victim doesn't want it prosecuted, but that's not what justice is about. The justice system, the criminal justice system, she has a right, she doesn't want to push a civil case, that's her choice. The criminal justice system enforces criminal laws. It is illegal whether the victim later says they don't want the case to go forward or they do want the case to go forward. It is illegal to rape a 13-year-old child. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Jeff and Conifer. Jeff, you're on AM 760.
Hi, good morning. I agree with everything you've said so far. My one thought was, I was thinking of Ted Kennedy, pretty famous guy, drove off a bridge, killed a woman, and went on to do great things. And we just honored him here a few weeks ago.
Ted Kennedy, as far as I can tell, was not convicted of a crime. That's a big difference. You have to understand. That's a huge difference. Roman Polanski was convicted in a court of law of a crime. Now, you can say separately, hey, Michael Jackson should have been convicted, or Ted Kennedy should have been convicted of a crime. But that's not what happened. The criminal justice system did not say they broke the laws. I can agree with you that what happened at Chappaquiddick wasn't a good thing, and that what Michael Jackson did probably wasn't a good thing either. I can even go as far as saying, you know what, maybe they should have been tried and convicted of a crime. I don't really know how I feel on those issues because I haven't looked into the details because it was never criminally, well, the Jackson case was criminally prosecuted. But the difference here is it's not just a question of whether what Roman Polanski did was a crime. That's not the question. A court of law has ruled that it was a crime, that he broke the law. The question is whether somebody who commits a crime of child rape, no less, should be able to avoid being sentenced because they fled the country.
I agree with you 100%. And I would also say because of his age that we should go as far as he's probably, you know, not going to live very long in a jail, even if he does go to jail. So we should take his millions and make sure that when he dies, maybe we should change the law so that if this happens when you're old like that, we give the money to rape victims and some groups like that.
Well, I mean, I think that's a good idea. I mean, I some people have raised the idea. Well, maybe, you know, he's rich and famous, and so if he's rich, we can get some of his money and use it for the victims of rape. Sure, that's appropriate. I think that would be appropriate. But as a substitute, and I'm not saying you're saying it should be a substitute, but some people have said, well, that should be a substitute for going to jail.
I think it should be addition to.
Yeah, hey man.
So we're in total agreement. I just happened to think about Ted Kennedy, and if you or I did that even back in the 60s, I don't think we would. We probably would have spent some jail time.
Look, it's a separate issue, and it's a legitimate issue. You know, there's two things that happen in a criminal case: a decision to prosecute, and then how far you prosecute. I mean, there's a couple of things, right? You're absolutely right that the initial decision to prosecute is also something that has been absolutely corrupted in our country, right? I mean, we barely prosecuted the criminals on Wall Street who brought down the economy. So you're absolutely right that the decision to prosecute has been corrupted by wealth, power, and fame. But in this case, they decided to prosecute, they prosecuted, they got a conviction, and now you've got celebrities out there saying, no, Roman Polanski's a nice guy, he's a great director, and so even though he's been prosecuted and convicted for no less a charge than child rape, he should somehow still get off. It's disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. Joe in Denver, you're on AM 760. Joe.
Yeah.
Hey there.
How's it going?
All right.
I was calling. I agree with you and John 95% of the time, but I think you guys are actually even a little too liberal on this one for my taste.
Liberal?
Yeah, absolutely. In my opinion, I'm a victim of this similar circumstance. And in my personal opinion, the only clarity I will ever find with the situation is looking at him be put into the ground. You see what I'm saying?
Death penalty?
Absolutely. And I don't think lethal injection is humane enough for these people. I think, like, one to the back of the head. If we took these rich people that are used to getting away with anything they want to do, and we make an example out of one of them is all it would take, a public execution. And then all of a sudden, I think you'd see child molestations and everything else drop off, you know.
It's the Singapore method of criminal justice enforcement, right? I mean, that's what Singapore, right? If you commit a small crime, you get caned. If you commit a big crime, I mean, it gets...
Well, and see, I'm not necessarily pro-death penalty for everyday average, you know, crimes. I don't even believe that murdering someone is necessarily a death sentence is necessarily applicable. Now, if you go out and kill 40 people, yeah, you probably need to just be taken care of, you know. But these child molesters and these rapists, they only know one thing, and that's all they're going to do their entire life. Now, this lady is the only one that's coming out against him. If he's done it once, you know, the saying is once a cheater, always a cheater.
That's a very good point. I didn't even think about that. It's a very good point. Right. How many other potential victims were there? And actually, Salon's got a really interesting piece, corresponding piece, a companion piece, which suggests how difficult it had been, certainly in the 70s, and how difficult it still is to come forward as a victim of these crimes, and how the difficulty in coming forward, because it's such a humiliating process, it often doesn't get prosecuted properly, how
Absolutely.
Many people who are victims don't ever come forward.
Absolutely. And how many times has this guy been to Thailand where it's legal? You know what I mean? Like, there's just too many aspects to these child rapers that you cannot change. I don't even think castration would work. I mean, personally.
Well, I'm not gonna be with you on sort of public execution. But what I am gonna say is this, because I think this is the case, that you don't have to execute Roman Polanski to send at least in part the message that you want to send. If you say Roman Polanski can give $5 million to some charity and continue living his lavish lifestyle in Europe, then you're saying to every other rich person, no matter what you do, I mean, if you can get away with child rape by paying $5 million to some charity, you're saying to every other rich person, you can get away with a lot less for a lot cheaper. And that is, that to me means that I don't care what the victim wants or does not want in terms of the criminal prosecution. Because of that, because you need that deterrent to exist out there, you can't let Roman Polanski not go to jail. You can't. You would say to the rest of the country, to the world, that your justice system is an absolute joke. And that if you're rich, go ahead, do whatever you want, because you'll be able to buy your way out. Thanks for the call, Joe. 852 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Our heaviest jams right now, Dave, are on northbound I-25, Washington Street up to Auraria Parkway. Had an early crash there, but it's been a log jam basically all morning for us. Southbounders, speeds improving, but still going to be a little slower than in the 50s. Probably speeds in the 30s as you're moving from 58th down past Auraria Parkway. Also busy westbound Turnpike Sheridan to Wadsworth. Eastbounders struggling from Federal to Broadway. Had an early crash or a crash just cleared at that site as well. Your forecast today, going to stay sunny and warm, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 52 degrees in Denver. Ouch, I just bit my tongue. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle at City Park South just got better. A lot better. Specially reduced prices and below market interest rates now make owning even more affordable than rent. Get the whole story at denversbestforless.com.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Box Chain Store. Celebrate our new Sunday and extended hours. We're offering an entire kitchen of stainless Whirlpool appliances for only $19.95, plus interest-free financing. You might not be buying a new home, but this weekend's a great time to remodel and make your kitchen look like new. A perfect price from Whirlpool and Mountain High Appliance. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Now open 7 days a week. Thank you.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See Save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
We're talking about Roman Polanski. My take, lock the door, throw away the key. That is my take. Period. I'm talking about tough on crime, law and order. These Hollywood celebrities out there saying he should get some sort of leniency is absolutely absurd. We're going to continue on this topic through after the national news. So if you are holding, please hang the number 303-713-7600 to get in on the discussion. We'll try to fit in a call or two here if we can. Let's go to Bruce in Greeley. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Hello, Bruce.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, you're right. First off, I want to appreciate what your work you do on 760. You know, Ed Schultz hung in there with that health care and everything else. My favorite's Randy Rose. But I agree with you about 95% of what you said and some of the other callers. I think that last guy was a little bit, he was wanting some revenge. And matter, I think you are too, okay? For the simple fact is, I don't believe anybody in America should be tried over the airwaves.
And he wasn't tried over the airwaves. He was tried and convicted.
I waited about 40 minutes to get on here. And I want to say this. I understand he was convicted, okay? But you're dragging him up right now. What it is he has a right to face his peers, and he has a right to be judged, which he's already been done, right? The justice system dropped the ball. They didn't take his passport away. He got away. After 30 years, does he get a new trial? He should.
No, he shouldn't get a new trial. He was convicted. He was convicted in a court of law. That would be double jeopardy. He doesn't get tried again. No one's trying him over the airwaves. He needs to be sentenced for a crime he committed and was convicted of. More after the break.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Of talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Something clicked with those for sale signs in July.
Home prices continue to improve for another month, and it appears like we may be turning the corner.
That's Standard & Poor's David Blitzer. For a third straight month, home prices rose. That said,
the Sun Belt continues to be some of the hardest hit areas, Miami, Tampa, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Los Angeles, San Diego.
He mentioned Vegas, where home prices are down 55% since they peaked. Layoffs in the car industry have decimated Detroit. And in Seattle, the downturn came late, but it hasn't bottomed out there, not yet. We're still worried about losing our jobs. The Conference Board's Lynn Franco says the Consumer Confidence Index is down this month to 53.1%. What would boost that number?
Well, it depends a lot on what's happening in the labor market. Consumers need to see just a little bit more coming from the business sector that the turnaround is really taking hold.
Experts say when that confidence number hits 80 or so, Americans start feeling much better about the economy in general. Najibullah Zazi in federal court now in Brooklyn. He was arrested in connection with that terror plot linked to bomb-making. Live now to CBS's Jim Taylor, who's outside the courthouse.
It should be getting underway any moment, and it is expected to go quickly. This arraignment of Najibullah Zazi of conspiracy to commit terror with weapons of mass destruction. He is expected to plead not guilty, and that'll be that. The big question now is, what about those other three, the suspects they're called by law enforcement, the ones who traveled from New York to Denver over the summer? They bought bomb-making stuff at a beauty supply store. Sources say their identities are known to investigators. Dave.
And Al-Qaeda is suspected in an attack on a convoy in the Philippines. Two U.S. soldiers died after a landmine went off. In southern Afghanistan, a bus hit a roadside bomb. 10 children are among the 30 people who died. The latest CBS News poll showed that nearly 2 out of 3 Americans contacted favored the public option as part of health care reform. There's action on that today in the U.S. Senate. Live to CBS's Bob Fuss for details.
The Senate Finance Committee has turned to that most contentious issue, whether the government should offer public health insurance to people who want to buy it. Democrat Jay Rockefeller wants it in the bill, saying it would force private insurance costs down and save billions of dollars. But the Democratic chairman, Max Baucus, opposes it, saying it would doom any health care bill to defeat in the Senate. Dave?
Iran says it has certain rights when it comes to nuclear issues, and they are not up for discussion in Geneva on Thursday. The U.S. will push for more disclosure on Iran's new nuke projects. Adding sanctions might be an option if Tehran is not forthcoming. Terror expert Neil Livingstone says two major countries may be cool to the idea of additional sanctions against Iran.
Russia and China, both are major trading partners of Iran, as a consequence, don't want to lose that business.
On Wall Street this Tuesday, the Dow is down 35 points. This is CBS News.
Do you have tax problems? Then you need to call Taxmasters right away. Taxmasters will help solve your tax problems. Do you owe back taxes, being audited, have several years of unfiled returns? Is the IRS calling or sending threatening letters? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help you today. Call them at 1-866-694. Taxmasters between you and IRS. To get started at 1-866-944-0218 or go to TXNTR.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. The Arapahoe County man at the center of a terror plot investigation will be in federal court in Brooklyn today. It'll be the first of many appearances for Najee Bulazizi.
This isn't wrapped up until we have more of an indication as to who he was working with and what his plans were.
CBS News Homeland Security analyst Paul Kurtz, a law enforcement official, says authorities do now know he's a free people. In on the terror scene, and was unexpectedly met in charge of time use of destruction. He is on rise, all around, fixed from Census Bureau, 2%. Increase this decade, in the Colorado's living below the poverty line, Marie has Colorado's highest pond rate of 21%. Poverty rates of his family of four, earning less than $20,000. The Rockies start a big series at Brewer tonight at Coors Field. They lead the wild cards by two games now over the Atlanta Braves. That's from 760 Progress Talk News Update. I'm Woodard. Now here's Tom. Todd Parker, where AS and Steve Traffic.
Down has rubble all morning phone earlier as like has it's underneath so which is you can do a 4-6-7-6 dragging a bit approaching water which told was main roads clean up ashes and in chambers one of them that it was in the foot of S-7-4-7-4-7 getting word of a new hand in our effort push after today's forecast we can expect a high of 85 degrees currently mostly sunny and 53. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Nine oh six here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. Going up to the '80s today, maybe even approaching 90 out there on the Front Range. And we've been talking about Roman Polanski. He is being, extradition proceedings are happening in Switzerland. He's saying his lawyers are trying to prevent him from being extradited to the United States. And we're discussing and debating where you come down on that. Should a convicted, somebody convicted of essentially child rape or unlawful intercourse with a minor, as it's technically called in California law, should be allowed to walk free because he's a famous director. I'm in the lock the door, throw away the key camp. Where are you? 303-713-7600. We're going to get back to the AM760 Progressive Dojo, but first we're going to check in, as we always do this time of the week, with Media Matters. We have on the line with us Eric Bollard. He's a senior fellow at Media Matters. He's the author, most recent book of called Bloggers on the Bus, How the Internet Changed Politics and the Press. And let's do the Media Matters Minute here first. This is the audio Media Matters Minute that Media Matters puts out every week. And then we'll talk to Eric on the other side about what it all means.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Rolling Stone reports that healthcare reform opponent and death panel smear originator Betsy McCoy was funded by Philip Morris, the world's largest tobacco distributor, in the mid-1990s in an effort to derail then-President Clinton's universal healthcare reform. Clinton's universal plan would have been funded in large part by an increase in tobacco taxes. Here's CNN commentator James Carville.
This week, there was breathtaking proof that there was a vast right-wing conspiracy. It was revealed in Rolling Stone.
This revelation now leaves the question as to who is funding her current campaign to kill health care reform. But today's most outrageous comment goes to conservative leader Rush Limbaugh, who scoffed at the notion of a vast right-wing conspiracy against the president.
We're not praying for Obama to fail. We are working and fighting as hard as we can to make sure that it happens. I love being the Mr. Big of the vast right-wing conspiracy, and I still am.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
Okay, so we have just a whole lot of nonsense out there. It's no longer news. The other side's craziness. And Eric Bollard, this is, you know, the idea that there is no right wing conspiracy is absurd. And we saw this week, or I guess it was last week, how the right wing conspiracy, if you will, is not just Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck. I mean, it's Matt Drudge, which then bleeds into the mainstream media. I mean, last week we saw this video, I think it was on Drudge, yep, which was about showing kids in a school purportedly singing a song that dealt with Barack Obama, and then this was spun up as, you know, the Obama indoctrination camp. How did that all work? How did that story even start? And what do you make of it?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the performance of these kids was from Black History Month, so that was February, and then somebody uploaded it in June, and then I guess nobody on the right wing, you know, fever swamps found it until September, and then it went on to Drudge, and then over to Michelle Malkin and all the usual right wing sites, who you know, not only clearly invaded these kids' privacies, but then directly and indirectly mocked them as creeps and drones and cultish and members of the Hitler Youth. So, as I point out in my column, though, it just went up today, we now have really the right-wing media unleashing mobs not only on private citizens, but on kids. You know, Josh Marshall of Talking Points Memo, I mean, they use crowdsourcing to dig through government documents to find out where members of Congress stood on the Social Security debate in 2005. I mean, that was a way that the liberal bloggers and the netroots sort of used their readership to, it's sort of a new form of journalism. And what the right-wing bloggers are now doing is just sort of unleashing their unhinged mobs, not in people in power or people who should be held accountable, but they're unleashing it on like school kids and school administrators.
And this is the right. This story follows up the video of the bus where you saw kids in a fight, and
right,
then Limbaugh said this is an example of Obama's America.
Right. And in August there was a town hall forum that Obama took place hosted regarding health care, and this 11-year-old girl from Massachusetts stood up and asked a question, And within an hour, she was being mocked and denounced online as a leftist plant, and she was part of this whole propaganda machine. This is an 11-year-old girl, and now we have these school kids who are part of the Hitler Youth. And, of course, on Friday, the school, the name was posted, the phone number was posted, and of course, automatically, the death threats started pouring in.
Yeah, it's standard.
So this is what they do now. They don't try to hold people in power accountable. They don't try to hold politicians accountable. They're sort of unleashing these really creepy mobs on private citizens, and it's astonishing. And the kids thing for Obama. I mean, I guess I'm like the only one who thought it would have been a story if they were singing the praise of another country's leader. Then I would say that's really weird. Why are they singing songs in praise of, you know, the president of Mexico or France?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the fact that they're singing a song in praise of the president of the United States, and how you're just supposed to recoil in horror at the mere suggestion of that. I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy, and I saw this comic that I saw, this political cartoon. It was earlier on, it was a couple weeks ago, and it had a quote from, I think it was Beck or Limbaugh, saying, you know, we shouldn't be worshiping the president in the classroom, and then it showed the classroom with pictures of presidents all around, right? You know, Abe Lincoln.
Well, remember right after Labor Day, the parents had to yank their kids out of students because they might hear unfiltered a speech from the president of the United States. These are like high school kids that some of these, you know, these crazy right-wing parents literally do not want their kids to listen to the president of the United States unless the parents are there to essentially badmouth everything that comes out.
Right, it's like an R-rated movie or something.
Exactly. Like, or NC-17, and the folks on the, you know, the folks on the right say, well, you know, parents taught their kids to hate Bush and hate the Iraq War and things like that. Could you imagine anyone loopy enough on the left to, like, have to pull their kids out of school because their 15-year-old kid might hear, you know, words come out of President Bush's mouth in 2005 or 2006. I mean, it is like it's crazy.
Well, and not only that, I think if that happened, if the shoe effectively was on the other foot, if liberal parents were taking their kids out of school,
deranged,
they would be called not just deranged. I think they'd be called unpatriotic.
Oh, sure, of course.
Right, like they don't love their country enough to even allow their child to listen to the president of the United States speak.
They're so polluted in their partisan hatred, and of course the press that covered this idiocy of these little kids singing the Obama song. The frame was basically conservatives are upset, and it's really just fill in the blank. Because whatever conservatives are upset about is now news. And we had this column, this very disturbing column in the New York Times over the weekend.
I was just going to ask you about that, yeah.
Yeah, by the ombudsman or what they call the public editor, Clark Horick, saying, boy, the New York Times really missed this Acorn story and the Van Jones story, and we need to have people dedicated to watching the right-wing media. Because the New York Times, you know, people think we're liberal and we can't be liberal, we can't be too slow on this. On whatever the right wing is talking about. And so basically, Clark Hoyt seems to be saying New York Times should be covering, completely manufactured charades like these little kids singing, because apparently now, when conservatives get angry, it's news.
Right. And what's amazing to me is that the New York Times has been, is continued to be attacked as a liberal institution. Now, for sure, it has some liberal voices on its editorial page. But when you actually read, I think, when you read the newspaper all the time on major issues, trade, economics, even defense stuff, there's a conservatism that has bled into the news coverage. There was a story, I was just reading yesterday, a story about the Afghanistan situation and General McChrystal's report asking Obama for more troops. And in the story, it said that it states all that's going on, and here's the report, and here's the reaction to it, and it says, but bottom line, the stark reality is, it will be very difficult for President Obama to say no to General McChrystal. Now, that is a very, very conservative frame, that the president basically must rubber stamp
what the military asks of him,
right,
no matter what. And yet this is a newspaper that is somehow held up as the bastion of liberalism. And I think that by doing that, not only is it not true that the New York Times is some liberal, you know, socialist newspaper, but by doing that, it actually takes, it marginalizes the rest of the actual legitimately progressive liberal voices out there. I mean, if the New York Times is the edge of, if the leading liberal, the biggest edge of the liberal media, then the Nation doesn't exist. I mean, that is that basically how things have shifted, where Fox News is like center right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, WorldNet is still like legitimately right.
Yeah.
The New York Times is like the hard left.
Right.
And then, like, the Nation is like gone. It doesn't
planet,
even exist.
It's not even in the orbit. You know, it's interesting. I mean, if you look at the editorial page, you know, in the people that have in the rotation, two, maybe two and a half, you know, authentic liberal voices. And as, you know, as Jameson Fosler pointed out at Media Matters on our blog when this column came out, you know, all this discussion about how the Times supposedly missed Acorn, it didn't miss it, it's written incessantly about it, or Van Jones, which is, if you take a step back, is sort of the ultimate dog bites man process story in the Beltway. Someone joins the administration, something embarrassing surfaces, and he quits. I mean, that's only happened about 120 times in the last 20 years. But we're supposed to pretend that, you know, these stories should have been leading the network news five nights in a row. But, I mean, as Media Matters pointed out, you know, in the debate about, you know, whether the Times is tone deaf to conservatives, and the same debate's been taking place with the Washington Post, you know, suddenly, you know, there's no discussion about the Iraq War. There's no discussion about the Whitewater coverage. There's no discussion about the Times' Al Gore coverage, or that Howell Raines, according to its own senior editors, was keeping any stories that were critical of the war off the front page in 2002 because he wanted to show that the New York Times could support a Republican war. I mean, all that stuff just goes right down the memory hole, and the entire debate about whether the Times is liberal centers around these, you know, frankly, idiotic Acorn and Van Jones, quote-unquote, news stories. So that's the entire landscape where this debate takes place. But, you know, the New York Times is, you know, eight-year crusade against Bill Clinton never comes up.
Right. It's completely forgotten, and now you have a situation where the New York Times has been so bullied that, as you said, its public editor is saying that they need to do a better job of, and I know they said.
And they're going to appoint a point person. Now, you know, Bill Keller, the executive editor, clarified yesterday a little bit, saying, well, you know, this point person is going to watch opinion media on the left and the right and keep people appraised of what's bubbling up. But, you know, good luck. I mean, whoever gets that job deserves combat pay. I mean, they're going to be reading like Michelle Malkin every day. And
I know.
Be tracking
I know.
The pure.
You couldn't
CSD.
Pay somebody enough. I know.
Good luck. But here's the thing. Are they just going to cherry pick the stuff that 1 out of 10 stuff that actually has some facts to it and might emerge as a news story, while ignoring 90% of the pure fabrications that circulates in right-wing media? Or, now that they're monitoring the conservative media, are they going to tell the truth to the New York Times readers on a regular basis? How about 90% of the stuff they claim to be true is total fabrication?
No, I mean, that's
they're just going to cherry pick, and they're going to continue to play dumb about the massive misinformation in terms of the right-wing media.
And that's the question: is this new person at the New York Times going to be a police? You know, police misinformation, or are they going to, you know, promote misinformation? And unfortunately, we've seen a track record where the quote unquote mainstream traditional media has been more in promotional mode than in fact-checking
mode. And turning a blind eye. I mean, Michelle Malkin, high profile blogger, was out all weekend, September 12th, claiming there were 2 million people at that anti-Obama rally.
Right, and
we now know she was off by 1.9 million, but. You know, have that been a news story? If the press is going to pay attention to the conservative movement, their number one story that weekend was there were 2 million people at the rally.
That's
that should be news.
That,
but I think the Times is going to play dumb when this stuff pops up again and again and again and again.
And it blew that example that you lead, that you give us, is such a good one. They said that there were 2 million people at that rally. There were, according to the authorities in Washington, 70,000 people. Eric Bollert of Media Matters. You can find his work at www.mediamatters.org. His book, Bloggers on the Bus, How the Internet Changed Politics and the Press. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. 9:22 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to go back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, talking about the Roman Polanski situation. Do you think Roman Polanski should go to jail? I think he should go to jail immediately. There's a lot of celebrities out there saying, no, he's been punished enough by having been exiled from the United States, or really exiling himself. We'll get back to that debate. Also on the other side, I'll fill you in on some news of the weird. 1,400-pound bull drags a police officer down a street. There's candidates raffling off AK-47s at campaign rallies. There is all sorts of weird news. We'll do that and get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update,
Dave,
with John Turk.
I think what Michelle Malkin was talking about was how many total brain cells there were at that rally in D.C. If you took 70,000 people and added up all their brain cells together, you might come up with 2 million.
I heard somebody say that that's how many hairs on the head of people were there.
Right, yeah, or if you counted all their limbs and counted each as a different person,
yes,
you maybe had 2 million people there.
Yes, it was really unbelievable. When she said, because when I heard it, she said 2 million. I went, wow, 2 million. Then
wow.
70,000.
How are we going to fight these 2 million? Well, actually, it was only less than 100,000.
Yeah. It's
way up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got your traffic report. Things clearing up nicely for us this morning. It was a nasty first couple of hours of wrecks and stuff going on, but now we're looking like we're back in good shape. Northbound 25 going to be a little busy. Washington Street up to Auraria Parkway. Also, do look out for speed traps up in Thornton and Northland on I-25 between 84th and 120th. Also, some heavier jams in Westminster, westbound 36 there from Sheridan to Wadsworth. Forecast, sunny, breezy, and warm, a high near 88. Our record is 92. Right now, 59 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you think you can't afford to live at Denver's most successful new condo, specially reduced pricing and below market...
Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our 5-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600 toxic, cancer-causing chemicals present in common household cleaners? That's why we started our business, OurCleanWorld.com. We sell environmentally friendly products infused with silver that kill 99.9% of bacteria with only water. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com. Save money, time, and keep the planet clean for future generations.
Thank you, Mama.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
That's 1-800-700-5976.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
When you hear that sound, that means it's news of the weird. Parents might say honesty is the best policy, but when it comes to interacting with their own kids, mom and dad stretch the truth with the best of them, says a new study. From claiming the existence of magical creatures to odd consequences of kids' actions, parents often come up with creative tales to shape a child's behavior and emotions. That's a new study from the University of Toronto. AP Wire, police say a 1,400-pound bull that escaped from northern New Jersey slaughterhouse dragged officers with a lasso down a street and ran 10 blocks before being captured and sedated. In Greenville, South Carolina, a candidate to be South Carolina's next National Guard leader skipped the fiery speeches for firepower, launching his campaign with what he called a machine gun social. The Greenville News reports some 500 people came out to a shooting range Saturday for Republican Dean Allen's political rally, and he raffled off an AK-47 at the rally. A couple more stories here. Check this out. Adolf Hitler's suicide story questioned after tests reveal the skull is a woman's skull. Adolf Hitler's suicide in his Berlin bunker has been called into question after American researchers claimed that a bullet-punctured skull fragment, long believed to be the Nazi dictator's, is, in fact, that of an unknown woman. Some news of the weird here in Colorado. It was a house call that Dr. Joseph Hegarty and others won't soon forget. Hegarty, an ear surgeon from Colorado Springs, performed surgery on a 25-year-old silverback lowland gorilla early this month at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. Hegarty was one of many from local medical community who donated their time and services to come to the ailing gorilla's rescue. And workers at the Interstate 25 Crossroads Boulevard interchange have found and may soon take a historic turn as officials expect to unearth fossils buried deep within sandstone at the site. The fossil findings are thought to be the first uncovered on a city of Loveland roadway project in recent memory. So they found some pretty amazing fossils at the I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard interchange. That's your news of the weird. Let's go back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We were discussing before the Roman Polanski situation. Where do you come down on whether he should be put in jail or not? He has been apprehended in Switzerland, and extradition proceedings are happening. He is trying to fight extradition proceedings. Of course, Roman Polanski was convicted in the late 1970s for unlawful intercourse with a 13-year-old. And a lot of Hollywood celebrities are saying, hey, you know, he shouldn't have to go to jail. He's an old man. He's a nice guy. He's a Holocaust survivor. He makes great movies. And my question is, I don't really understand how that has anything to do with the fact that he effectively raped a child. And I really don't understand how this isn't an open and shut situation, how this is even a controversy at all. The man raped a child. He admitted to that in court. That court of law ruled. He was set to be sentenced, and he fled. How is this a controversy on whether he should be extradited and sentenced to jail? I don't understand. And I find it amazing that there are some people out there who can say that he should not have to come back to the United States and face the sentencing that he was set to face 30 years ago. If a justice system does not do that, isn't the justice system saying to rich and famous people, do whatever you want, and if you get caught, flee the country, live a nice life in Europe, and come back 30 years later and everything will be fine? I think that's unacceptable. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Now, we'll go back first in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo to Bruce. Bruce, I had to cut it short because we were up against a break. Bruce, welcome back into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Okay, continue what you were saying and certainly restate what you were saying before.
Okay, I didn't necessarily mean that he should have a new trial. What I was trying to get across was that our justice system is not perfect. Is it good? Yes, I think it's good. Do I think that a person should be tried over the airways or television? No, I don't. I don't think it matters what I think, and I don't really think it should matter what anybody else thinks except the people involved with the case. And I think our justice system should be given the leeway to decide, you know, what and if this man should get for his actions.
Well, I guess I don't disagree. I mean, I guess you're saying that you agree that he should be extradited back to the United States, and that he should be go in front of the sentencing board that he was supposed to go in front of, and see what they say. Now, I agree with that, and I would add that I would hope that the sentencing board would take into consideration that this is a person who subsequently broke laws by leaving the country. In other words,
he shouldn't just
be returned to be sentenced for what he did. He should be, I think, additionally punished for fleeing.
I agree, if nothing else but for fleeing. Okay. However, it's still up to them, and if you look at our criminal justice system, okay, we give leeway to the rich and famous all the time, going all the way back to that Arbuckle case where he drugged and did the same thing, drugged and raped a girl back in the 20s.
Yeah, well, two wrongs don't make a right.
No, two wrongs do not make a right. But if we're gonna go after him for revenge or because of the crime, as far as child molestation goes, what about the... I was a Vietnam vet. I was in the Philippines. They had 10-year-old girls being sold into prostitution and lines of Marines and Navy personnel setting up waiting.
No, I think that's a misdirect, though. I mean, yes, I agree with you. Crimes like that need to be prosecuted, period, no matter who you are, no matter what the situation was. They need to be prosecuted. So if you say that two wrongs don't make a right, just because someone somewhere wasn't prosecuted, and they should have been, doesn't mean that somebody like Roman Polanski also shouldn't be prosecuted. In fact, I would go one step further.
What I mean is, I think our justice system relies on the public, and I think what we need to do, if we have a public outcry, what we should do is contact our legislators. We should change laws. We should vote in people that are going to change laws. We should vote in people that's going to prosecute Bush, Cheney, and that administration for doing the crimes that they committed. If you want to talk about crimes as far as child molestation is probably what rates right up there in the top 10, but sure does mass murder.
Yeah, and I want to be clear. I mean, I think that the Roman Polanski example, the reason why it's more important, I shouldn't say more important. It's not more important than any other similar crime. But the reason why it is important, in part or additionally important, is because he is so famous. And because it has become so high profile. Yes, exactly. Like, now that it's become so high profile, now that it's so in the news, if you back off, if you don't prosecute him or sentence him, if you don't punish him in an appropriate way that other criminals of the same situation are punished by, then you, in a very high profile way, you're sending a message to society that there's two standards.
With Michael, okay?
Yeah, but that's, again, there is a difference there. And the difference is this. The difference is that Michael Jackson was not convicted. Michael Jackson was not...
His fortune to stay out of court.
Convicted. And that is a huge difference. And we can get in a whole debate whether Michael Jackson should have been convicted, whether he should have, you know, whether he should have been found guilty. He wasn't. And so that's a different situation than somebody who pled guilty to a crime in a court of law and then fled. That's a different situation. Hey, Bruce, thanks for the call, man.
I agree with you 100%, but I still believe that it should not be tried on the airways. The justice system should have free reign.
Well, I mean, I'll agree with you in the sense that, look, I think he should be sentenced pretty harshly, but I totally agree with you that it should be up to the sentencing board. One thing it shouldn't be done, which I think is most appalling, it's not people calling for him to be sentenced. The most appalling thing, I think, are people who say he shouldn't have to face the sentencing board just because it's 30 years later. And that's really what this story is all about. A lot of Hollywood celebrities out there saying he should not have to face a sentencing board because it's 30 years later, he's an old man, and he's a nice guy. Hey, Bruce, thanks for the call. Truman in Idaho Springs. Truman, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, David.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to talk to you finally, but sorry to stop this subject, that it's even a debate. It's kind of an issue. close to me personally, and that I know of, there's a guy up in Evergreen right now that is a documented child molester that's running around free due to the statute of limitations, which we ultimately worked and changed so that that doesn't happen again, so that now there is no longer a statute of limitations for child sex offenders in the state of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger point, what prompted me to call a while ago, is a guy that said that that the victim's perspective on it should be taken into consideration, that she doesn't want to prosecute it or doesn't want it to go away, and that should be taken into consideration. And my immediate reaction to that was, well, if he'd have done what he agreed to do in the plea bargain process and taken his lump on a far-reduced sentence 30 years ago, it would have gone away. This wouldn't be a story right now. This mm-hmm. wouldn't have had documentaries made about it. And the girl could have gone on with her life, and this would have been old news by the time she was out of high school. But as a result of his not manning up and taking the responsibility for his actions, as minimal of a consequence that would have been back in those days, this is now continuing to be an issue in her life 30 plus years later.
No, that's exactly right. And as I just said in the last caller, that now it's become so high profile. Now it's like there's an additional imperative that now that everybody knows about what's going on and everybody's watching, if the government says, all right, forget it, you know, we'll give him immunity or we'll give him leeway, now it sends a message in a much broader way that there are two standards. There are standards for rich and famous people, and there are standards for everybody else. Now, obviously, we know that those two standards, unfortunately, exist in so many parts of our government. But to so brazenly broadcast it by letting this guy off, especially when not only is he famous, but when other famous, rich and famous people are saying that he should be let off, it would be a brazen acknowledgement that we're not even pretending anymore that the justice system works equally for everybody. We are saying, we are broadcasting to the whole world now that the American justice system works one way for rich and famous people and another way for other people. That, in fact, if you're rich and famous, you can rape children, plead guilty to raping children, and then leave the country, maybe pay a little fine, and that's fine. Everybody else, you know, we put you on a registry, you go to jail for a long time, and because it's so high profile is exactly why, not exactly why, it's one of the major reasons why we absolutely cannot let him off. Hey, Truman, thanks so much for the call, man.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
9:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll get back to more of your calls in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We're talking about Roman Polanski. It's a controversial topic. Stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, the only crash I'm looking at on the board right now is around Lincoln Street and 17th Avenue. It's actually right there on Lincoln at 17th Ave. That's a busy intersection this time in the morning, so do expect about a 3 to 5 minute delay there. Speeds on the freeways getting back to normal in the 50s and 60s as you're moving across C-470 in Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Also, things looking good on I-70 in the elevated portion. Also, no problems on 225 north and southbound there from Park Road. Looks like it's nice and loose for us now. Maybe a little heavy coming into downtown on southbound I-25 after Park Avenue. Your forecast today going to stay sunny and warm. Looks like a beautiful fall day here in Colorado. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you think you can't afford to live at Denver's most successful new condo, specially reduced pricing and below market interest rates may change your mind. Check it out at denversbestforless.com. You can't afford not to.
It's an upscale neighborhood restaurant, and with Bargain Watch, you can eat.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming, now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel, and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone. Well, you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. Pick it the most live sports at $150 cash back. Order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback. Limited to residential customers meeting applicability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you're invited to shop and save with discounts at top retailers, from jewelry to apparel and electronics. For the most current offers, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life. Let's go.
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Now, my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
.44 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Should Roman Polanski be brought back to the United States or not? Or should he be given quote-unquote leniency? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600 will go to Barry in Boulder. Barry, you're on AM 760.
Good morning. I'm taking the position that you're probably wrong about the Polanski thing, and that this is the reason why. It appears that in order to get such a lenient plea bargain in the first place, it was probably because the prosecution simply didn't have the evidence to win, so they entered into a plea bargain on it. But on the other hand, if they did this because he was a famous guy, then a lot of what you say may be valid. However, from a practical matter, that was probably not the case. And without question, when he got word that the judge was not going to go along with the plea bargain, he would have been allowed to withdraw his guilty plea. So your claim that he was convicted in court is only probably partially valid. And if he is extradited, he will be allowed to withdraw his plea because the judge wasn't going to go along with it.
Okay, well, he's fighting extradition. He doesn't even want to be extradited. And celebrities are saying, and his entourage is saying that he shouldn't even be extradited. Now, are you actually saying you don't think he should be extradited?
I'm not sure. It depends on, like, yesterday on the Solis, the Mr. Solis show, there was a Futterman guy who said that the judge was bowing to political pressure to change the sentencing.
The man pled guilty to unlawful intercourse with a child.
As part of a deal.
Period. I don't care if it was part of a deal. He said in a court of law he pled guilty to unlawful intercourse with a child. Are you actually saying you don't think that somebody who did that should even be extradited for their sentencing? You think that anybody, what you're saying is that anybody who pleads guilty in any kind of plea deal to having unlawful sex with a 13-year-old child should actually be allowed to flee the country and escape extradition. Is that really what you're saying?
I'm not saying he should be allowed to flee the country to escape extradition. However, I think that...
You just said you don't know if you think he should be extradited. You just said that.
I think the Swiss courts will be looking at the political pressure that was being brought to bear on the judge that was changing his mind on the plea bargain. They may not want to...
Should a criminal
who pleads guilty to
having unlawful sex with a child
as part of a deal.
I don't understand what is him having it be part of a deal. That's what he pled in a court of law, and then he left the country unlawfully.
Excuse me. It's because you have agreed to this reduced charge, and because you have agreed to this particular sentence, I plead to this charge. That's the deal. Then it turns out.
Let me suggest to you that what you're suggesting is the undermining of the entire American legal system by saying that somebody who pleads to something in a court should be allowed to flee the country and escape extradition, and that a foreign court should be able to decide to look at an American court's decision and decide whether to extradite that person for sentencing. Not for trial, but for sentencing. Somebody who has already gone through the legal process. Let me suggest to you, Barry, that what you are suggesting is absolutely outrageous. Absolutely and positively outrageous. That you think that we should be okay with even tolerating the question of whether somebody who pled to having unlawful sex with a minor, we should even question whether that person should be extradited from an ally country like Switzerland. That you're suggesting that anybody who pleads to anything in any plea deal whatsoever should have the option to run to another country and then to try to not be extradited. That's frickin' outrageous, dude. That is frickin' outrageous. Thanks for the call. Brian in Denver, you're on AM 760. Brian.
Actually, part of what I guess I was going to touch on, I think, has been clarified based on, I guess I was confused with the way you were, I guess, calling him convicted before, and because what I heard on MSNBC last night when Chris Matthews, I believe it was, had a couple people on, one advocating for his, basically throw the book at him, and the other one advocating for not to have him, who was apparently a friend of Polanski, so didn't want him to be extradited. But I guess one aspect that wasn't touched on or that I haven't touched on yet in the show is that, from what I understand, part of the plea deal was that he was sent for a 45-day evaluation. Are you aware of this?
I'm aware of part of it, yes.
Well, I guess because it does seem to be a valid part of the whole story.
He fled his sentencing hearing. He fled before he was sentenced. Well, I don't understand. I don't understand why this is okay to anybody.
I'm not saying it's okay, but you have to be able to have a reasonable discussion about this.
I am having a reasonable discussion. My reasonable discussion is let's not be semantical here. If you plead guilty to a crime, whatever crime it is, because it's Polanski, to having unlawful sex with a 13-year-old, if you plead to that, it is not okay to then go parse it and say, well, I pled to it in a deal and I wasn't convicted of it. If you plead to that, if you plead to the court, if you say, yes, I am guilty of having unlawful sex with a 13-year-old, you have pled guilty to that. Don't try to parse words. Don't try to define what
I'm
the definition of is
anything.
Is.
I'm not trying to. What did I try to parse? I'm just simply trying to get to the actual facts of what happened. And he was sent to some kind of facility. I'm guessing it was something in the nature of psychiatric for a 45-day evaluation. And the original plea deal, from at least the way it was explained last night on MSNBC, was that the judge had originally agreed to effectively follow whatever the recommendation was of that facility.
Mm-hmm.
And the facility's recommendation was that he was not to have any further incarceration, or that no further incarceration was necessary. And that it was – somehow he found out about it. And this is another aspect, too. There was apparently a switch in prosecutors.
Well, why did he flee? Why did he flee?
Because he got – and again, apparently the original prosecutor who was taken off the case had informed his lawyer – and again, I'm not positive on the detail of it – but his lawyer got word effectively that the judge was going to back out on his agreement, because Polanski understood and he knew that the facility had not recommended for his incarceration, so that was originally the assumption that he was under.
Okay, am
I? He found out that he was going to get, again, I'm not justifying anything, I'm not, I mean,
well,
not like the guy
okay, no, I hear you.
Jail, okay?
I hear you. I guess what I'm saying is I think we can both agree on this then. I think we can both agree on this. I think that if you, no matter what, if you have sex with a 13-year-old girl, if you effectively rape a 13-year-old girl, who in court she said repeatedly that she told him no, so it is rape, okay? If you have sex with a 13-year-old girl, I think you need to serve some serious time. Now, you and I can disagree on whether he should serve the time or whether he shouldn't, but I think you and I can both agree that he at minimum needs to come back to the United States and face legal ramifications, both that were prescribed from the case 30 years ago and subsequently for fleeing the sentencing hearing. Would you agree with that?
Well, it's not going to break my heart if that happens, okay? By no means. I mean, again, but I'm just trying to get at, you know, the. I mean, if you're going to present this, I think there are crucial aspects of it that you seem to leave out.
No, you know what? If you can criticize me, I guess you can criticize me for focusing intently on the fact that he raped a 13-year-old girl. I mean, that seems to be, everybody seems to be forgetting this. I'm going to say it over and over and over again until I'm blue in the friggin' face. The man raped a 13-year-old girl. He pled to that in court. End of story. And so, yes, there are other parts of this case. Sure, there's other parts. But ultimately, he raped a 13-year-old girl. He needs to come back. He needs to be forced to face legal ramifications for that. Thanks for the call. 953 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, Dave. Speeds in the 50s and 60s on most of the freeways around town. Maybe a little slow coming in on southbound 25 there after Park Avenue. Going to break free, though, around Spear. Got one crash, 38th and Tower. Just picked up that one on Parker Road in Hamden. So things really back in shape for us now. No problems on 225 between Aurora and the Tech Center. Forecast today, sunny, breezy, and warm. A high near 88 right now, 62 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You deserve a bank that understands what it takes to run a successful business in Colorado. Citywide Banks is a locally owned bank where the decisions affecting your business are made right here in Colorado. It's been that way since 1963. Call Citywide Banks today or visit citywidebanks.com.
You can't buy a company and not use your own.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT, and if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
To what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble. Forgetting names and important information, I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
55 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about Roman Polanski. Let's go to Dave from Joliet, Montana. Dave is a self-described conservative. I'm going to be curious to see if we can have a conservative defend a child rapist. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Well, I'm not trying to defend a child rapist. I think you're right on the mark with that. What I want to do is defend what you had said with a, along with a fellow host or guest that you had, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Eric Bullard from Media Matters.
Yeah, in regards to the right-wing conspiracy, I love how you guys, you know, and after you got done talking that, you went to your traffic guy and you talked about the brain cells of a conservative, you know, being, you know, the number of people that showed up at a at the mall in Pennsylvania Avenue. And you
guys, 70,000 people, right? 70,000 people.
Whatever you want to think it is, because, you know, you won't even view it on TV for others to judge.
I'm only going by the, I guess, are you indicting the police force and the firefighters of Washington, D.C.? Yeah, you sound
going,
like you are, because that was their, that's their estimate. No, that's their, so you're basically saying that the, Washington, D.C. police and firefighters are lying, right?
What I call in for you to shut me down? We're not going to argue about that. You can call it whatever you want, I began with, you know. You can say it's 70,000, that's fine, but it still didn't get reported. But
hold on a minute, I'll let you talk, just hang on a second. I'm not saying it's 70,000 people. The Washington, D.C. police and the Washington, D.C. fire department said it was 70,000 people. I didn't say it, they did.
Okay, all right, fine. But I've looked at pictures online that suggest that, you know, when you look at a football stadium and you see the number of people that are there, it's considerably more than 70,000.
Okay, I guess they lied.
I guess the police lied.
I guess the police lied and the firefighters lied. Right, I guess
they
lied.
Let's get off that, because I want to move on to, you know, some other examples of that, because, you know, I remember, you know, all the press going wacko over some lady, and I respect her son dying for the thoughts that he had in defending this country in Iraq. And they followed her down to Bush's camp down in Texas, and, you know, they viewed all that, but they didn't show 70,000 by your token on the mall.
They didn't show it? It's really funny, because I remember watching CNN all day and seeing all the I remember seeing wall-to-wall coverage of that. Wall to wall. I mean, I couldn't find a station that didn't have 70,000 people from the Tea Party. And what's amazing is, when the anti-war marches had hundreds of thousands of people, you couldn't find it anywhere. Dave, thanks for being in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and making an ass out of yourself and the conservative movement. I'm David Sirota. Tomorrow we'll talk about the Zazi case and the Patriot Act.
When a friend tells you about something that really works, like a product that actually does what it says it will, one you'll be excited to tell your friends about, then you've got to give it a try. Ovation Cell Therapy is that good. If your hair is splitting, dry, brittle, and breaking off, and you want your hair to grow thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and twice as fast, you've got to try Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation is easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse application. It's completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and it's 100% guaranteed. Ovation even works for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
For over 17 years, Ovation Cell Therapy has helped more than 500,000 men and women with all hair types grow thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair faster. Join the tens of thousands of men and women who have logged on to OvationHair.com. And when you do, enter AM760 at checkout for a special money savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair, it's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends. It's that good.